This podcast is brought to you by
RPGNow.com, the leading source for indie RPGs on the web. Visit them at www.rpgnow.com and pick up a few PDFs for your electronic gaming shelf. They've got gaming products for D20, 4th Edition, Mutants and Masterminds, and a variety of other products as well. Check them out at RPGNow.com.
Hey, this is Adrian.
And this is Chris.
And we're the authors of Castle White Rock, and we really like listening to the Gamer's Haven.
Dungeons and Dragons, Wizards of College. This is the Vorpal Network.
Gamers Haven and the Vorpal Network, in association with Pinnacle Entertainment Group, present A Thousand Monkeys Production.
Deadlands. Enough room to die.
An actual play recording of Deadlands Reloaded. Available for download at www.CanadianCrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Come on, did we?
No, we didn't kill anybody.
Got close.
Although we had a pretty big body count.
Yes, so we had the highest body count in these games. You're like, it's not unacceptable if you kill someone, but we'd recommend you don't. In the first battle, I lopped off someone's head and she's cut.
I killed someone.
Feel like I want to kill someone today.
And then in the second match, we kill another person.
That they decide to have like a school competition, you know. Oh, you know, we'll forgive one of your failing grades. Because it's a school competition, and well, they made sure that they had a bit less competition for valedictorian.
Yeah, we're gunning for the highest grade possible.
However, they are skipping out the last two parts of the round to go and save Saucy and his...
Rescue my servant.
Yes.
Yeah, we didn't care about Saucy, but when we heard they kidnapped his servant, we had to go.
They got sick. I'm like, sick! Yeah, Saucy, whatever. Sick!
he's got a little monster servant. He's got his creature called a kobold. And...
He's so cute and fluffy.
He's my butler. I have to get him back.
He looks like a scaled dog that walks on two legs. They're hideous as hell.
He's well cute, fluffy. Then.
He makes up for his personality. Personality goes a long ways, like, you know, Marlo on Green Acres.
The fact that he hasn't run away screaming from you in horror yet?
Yeah. I've been darn nice to him.
Beauty is only skin deep.
I'm nice
goes
him.
Right to the bone.
I'm nicer to him than most people.
Nice.
All people.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't do anything mean to Fick.
I'm nice to you out of fear because you'll kill me.
Yeah, I am the angry one in the group. So, oh, I did hit fifth level. Hey,
cool.
By 75 experience points.
Well, there you go. So the 50 doesn't mean much to you, does it?
Damn. Oh well.
50 what?
Oh, I told. He asked for a bonus, and only if you give me 50 experience points. And he goes, "What's 50 experience points going to do for a level 7?" It's like, I'm not even 5 yet. 50 experience points will put me awful close. And it turns out I was 75 over.
You have to understand, I run 2 games back to back, sometimes 3 games back to back.
Yes.
The insanity.
I just like feeling you up, right?
GMing is a part-time job for me.
Oh.
You should be used to it by now.
Yeah, I know. But you just went out to sleep.
Leave my husband alone.
What? He's sitting over by me now.
It's something that goes with the territory, honey.
No more ciders!
No cow drops
of death. Fight for alpha mate.
There are actually 8 ciders.
Dun 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 dun.
Anywho.
Back to the game.
You guys were standing outside.
Right, stop that. It's so
in the freezing ass cold.
Go silly.
In the freezing ass cold, because you can no longer feel your butt.
Well, my butt's not that far off the ground.
I'm feeling my butt, I just...
Okay.
Yeah.
Anywho. You guys the riddle door seals behind you, so you guys realize you're probably going to have to go through another wave of riddles to be able to get back into the damn thing.
Oh, dear God.
Lovely.
I hate that fucking door.
All right, now, who remembers where you guys have to go?
Not me.
I had stomach flu between then and now, so that's my excuse.
I've slept between then and now.
Okay, so that's what I was figuring.
Do you remember?
I could queue up the last episode and listen, but I don't want to.
Listening to me speak is pretty much torture, yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about it.
That'll be my D6.
By the way, zero punctuation players.
Huh?
Yeah,
zero punctuation. Well, you got it. The first lead is to
zero
head down.
Zero punctuation slayers?
Zero punctuation. It's that those reviews on, on that good. I show you now and again.
Yeah.
Well, Yahtzee.
Uh-huh.
It was just there. The Flash reviews.
Yeah.
That's it's called zero punctuation.
I know. Does one every Wednesday.
I just wondered what brought it up.
ADD.
Okay.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was trying to figure out.
He's been doing too much masculine. I don't know.
Cool.
You
done?
Well, you guys need to head down into the small village that is, well, I wouldn't say small, more like small city, that is next to your guys'...
It's a town.
Small city.
It's a hovel.
Small city.
Well, compared to what you're used to. You're like, oh, how dreadful.
A mere 5,000 people.
Dreadful.
How dare they?
It's a town.
Well, you guys can begin winding your way down the pass that you guys are quite familiar with your ranger leading the way.
Who gets us promptly lost?
I have a job.
I'm lost.
No, I know exactly where I am.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, you guys...
I know exactly where I am. I'm right here.
You guys hit the zone line.
Please, you couldn't find your ass with both hands in the broad daylight.
Wait a minute.
I have servants for that.
The person who searches for traps is not with us.
That's right. And you guys are going up against a rogues guild.
You go first.
Well,
so the person who can actually take the trap hits a couple times.
I'm going to summon an orc and make him walk forward.
Yeah, go ahead. That'd be a good idea. It's like the game The Bard's Tale,
okay,
where you summon the old people to go hit the traps for you.
That's okay, Ethan. You'll at least have 35 of the traps or so. I don't know. Does it reset? Yep, there's another orc. Has it gone off yet? Nope. How about now? Nope. Oh, those poor orcs. But I guess that's their lot in life. Okay.
That's okay.
She's playing a video game.
Well, the sounds of screaming and death will help since she's a... Okay.
She's playing a dark elf.
So she's full of angst and self-loathing?
Yeah, and hates everybody else
and
because...
hates everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
Also
so
has
much.
Some of the freaking scariest DPS in the game.
Yeah, that was my class.
Yeah.
I forgot what it's called. Well, that was my class.
So you were full of angst and self-loathing also.
Yeah, I played a guy when they're such Nancy preening. They're such preening Nancy boys. It's terrible.
Anyway, you guys get to about 30 feet away, and you guys are kind of walking. Mm. There's a small pond next to you.
30 feet. That's it.
No. 30 feet away.
Oh. Okay.
You guys have been walking for about.
You get 30 feet from the door and die.
Oh my God, no.
Well, lying there in the middle of the
cast on us.
Path is what seems to be a relatively
scantily clad woman with daggers.
Somewhat, actually. It's more like
tell,
her clothes are ripped. She's, even from this distance, covered in blood with a pool of blood underneath her.
Oh, yeah.
And she's kind of lying there in the middle of the road. You're not quite sure if she's alive or not, but that's...
Ooh, good poke her with a pointed stick.
Don't let him near her. Him.
Why?
The whole blood thing. Or have you gotten over that?
Yeah, I'm not very comfortable with it, mind you.
It's just when you...
I'll be right there, thank you. Go poke her with a stick. Make sure she's dead. Or alive.
I'm sure that poking her with a stick is not going to be very conducive to her health.
I didn't say poke her very hard. Just poke her with a stick.
You guys...
I'll go look with you.
If you guys would like to make a notice check.
Oh, yeah.
All right, you stay here, and the dwarf and I will leave you all alone while we go poke her with a stick.
I can see who you're going to be 40 feet away.
11. Good roll.
Seriously? I rolled a 4.
20.
20. Good.
I'm looking at her.
A 1 for me
body.
As well?
Yes. Boing, 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 boing. You have a slight hop in your step because of the damn rabbit.
8.
I have a pet rabbit.
I'm staying right there.
That's what I know. Well, back
this is where the trap is going to go off.
You can definitely hear her whimper.
She's alive.
And that's about what you also hear. She whimpered loud enough that even you went,
"She's alive." I'll tell you. Oof. Says
he. Tell him then.
What you happen to notice is the six or so orcs that are sneaking up from off the zone line.
I might. Oh, by the way, you're standing back there all by yourself. Why don't you look to the right over there and tell me how many orcs you can count? I'll turn and draw my bow and fire.
Well, that'll be
initiative. I don't have my bow! Damn it!
Why
That's
not?
Right, I lost it.
Well, I have a bow.
Well, I will turn
my bow.
Yeah, I will turn and open fire with my...
Well, as I said, initiative, por favor. Necesito initiative, por favor. My Spanish is horrible.
15, wow! I was so slow last time.
19, 26! Because the little frickin' meteorite midget isn't here, Michael's character, I can actually go first for once. He's got like a plus 12 to his initiative.
Six. Six.
Midget. Alright, so Ethan.
No, he's got like
six.
His initiative
Ethan is a 26.
I rolled a 19.
The Becca is a 7?
15.
The Oaks.
I
don't know, can you? Yeah.
Can you open the bag? If you can open the bag, you can have one. If you fail at opening the bag, then you're fine.
She would open it.
If you need assistance, I mean, you will attack the bag. We are talking donuts here.
Don't want to hurt the donuts.
Or donettes. Remember, they will switch sides.
Avanti!
Nathan, you of course reacting first.
I turn and fire at one with my magic missiles.
I'm busy. Which one would you like to do?
I'm busy counting. I'm busy counting.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, definitely not him.
Six, hello!
Can't be sorry.
He's like holding a tusk.
Oh, cavity!
Oh, I'm terribly sorry about that.
What do you think about orcs? Is their vision based on movement?
No!
Damn!
Alright, so go ahead and magic missiles that poor orc's ass.
I'm only level 2 on my spellcasting, so I get 1.
Ooh, feel the raw power.
Of 1d4 plus 1, 3 points of damage.
It's okay, he's a minion.
Oh. He's like...
They are equipped as shown, so these orcs actually have bows. So unfortunately, you were standing right next to the melee ones.
I'm going to put on an orc mask.
Hello, brothers!
Well, it's now the orc's turn.
Hello!
Oh, crap.
Look, an elephant! Elves! Crotchety dwarves!
Did you say crotchety?
Crotchety dwarves.
They are flanking me.
Yes. So that's a... 15 with the flank.
My AC is an 11.
Right, okay.
Who's mine?
Am I the only person with an AC here?
You're the only one with
the... Woo! Look at that!
Ow.
Oh, ow, six. Yeah.
Just pull it on up, man. Seven. Come on, bring it. I can take it. I'm really a pansy.
19.
He falls. <Woo!
laughs> No, I still have 14 hit points left.
I'm not dead yet! Not dead yet! I think I'll go for...
Shut up, old man. You'll be quite dead soon.
Quite you. You'll be stone dead in a moment.
Two arrows are attempting to enter Becca, and apparently they aren't specialized again.
Fly over me and hit him.
19.
Yeah. Okay, so apparently orcs are not adept with ranged weapons. It's more like they're kicking the arrow and throwing them at you and realizing it's not working.
What is it bouncing off him?
They throw the bow in there.
Okay, do I hear him like...
Yes.
Okay, then I'm gonna.
But really, is that anything odd from me?
What penalties do I take for shooting at those?
Right now, since you're a ranger, you have the ability to do rapid shot, which basically means you can fire 2 arrows at a -2 each. So you take your normal bow shot, apply -2, and you can shoot each one.
And she's firing in a melee.
Yeah, that's what I was curious about.
Do you have? There's a feat.
I don't think so, because I'm not taking a lot. I don't think I've
gotten
a precise
shot,
feet.
I think.
Yeah.
No, doesn't have to take a shot.
So
is that a -2 or
that's a -4.
Four.
That'd be -6.
-6.
Well, I don't want to shoot at both of them. I can't do that.
Okay, so then you could fire once at him at a mere -4.
Oh, yeah.
Stand still.
But if I use magic missile, that will automatically hit my target.
That's right.
I'll do that then.
What level wizard are you?
I knew I shouldn't have worn a red shirt. 73% more likely to
get
killed.
Damn it.
You're 70% more likely to die?
Yes.
No,
someone did the math.
How you want.
They watched all the Star Trek episodes and determined if you wear a red shirt, you're 73% more likely to die.
I just have to hit him, right?
You just full damage.
That's sad.
I need a d4.
Yes, we are totally eight.
Who's that fellow over there in the red shirt? Oh, that's James from accounting.
I got five, one of them.
Can I ask what you're doing coming with us on this away mission, Jones? Well, I was doing math for all the away missions, and they don't add up. I mean, 4,000 box lunches? Really?
Okay. Well, Becca turns around and...
She hit both of them?
Yes, I did.
I'll be gained.
With the magic missile.
She's... You guys hear her kind of... Her stop whimpering, kind of chuckling. Suddenly gets a bit more throaty as you guys realize that she stands up, bursts out of her what remaining clothes rip off, and she covers herself in hair, claws, and what looks like a giant wolf moth.
Who does this?
The woman who's lying in the puddle of someone else's blood.
Oh, when did you do that? I didn't even see you switch models.
Well, there you go, then I did it well.
He did it with the power of his mind.
Oh, hello.
That's really good.
Al? I think that'll hit.
Yeah. Luckily, it's only a d4.
Plus something.
7 points of damage.
Holy crap!
Okay.
Plus four.
Yeah, can I have a pencil, please? That's all right. I still have 40 more.
I still have
40 more.
I take an initial 6, as you were not expecting this attack. Sneak attack.
Oh, come on.
Okay. So that's 13.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay, I still have 30
Nathan, what it was you noticed the ambush, but you failed to notice her act.
With a 20.
With a 20. She had a 25.
Oh.
It was hard. But
stupid rogues.
Oh my gosh, rogues hiding. I just don't play
it.
God forbid.
Ethan.
I get summon fire elemental.
Whee!
Not there. I summon fire elemental right there. And the fire metal is the same one from before, so it's like.
Except it doesn't have anything to blow up this time.
It's got a dog to catch on fire. It's covered in fur. It's flammable. It's like it's doing this. Actually, he brought a fire elemental.
Azure, plus one.
Azure.
Here, close enough. Swings at that thing with a 20.
That'll
end it.
Separate physical from fire, please.
Okay.
Because I don't think the physical can even get through.
Red is fire. The physical is mighty 2 points of damage, and the fire is a mighty 4 points of damage. And it needs to make said save a reflex save.
DC...
11.
Yeah.
You're talking about a rogue there.
Yeah.
Hop around and go to Nathan.
Well, I will turn to look at the dog thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I will hit it with my sword, I guess.
Whack it with your sword!
What is that? 19? That is
and
a threat.
If I can, in my remaining action, I'll down a potion of killing wounds. What is that, d8 plus 1?
1.
But it's not going to be a crit, because that's only a 17.
Ooh, a whole 3 points.
So... It's not a crit, but I do a d8 plus 4 for 12 points of damage.
Ooh. You scratch her.
Okay, she's got a 10 DR. Oh, she's a
like silver?
No.
Ha! That would have killed a normal man.
Damn werewolf.
She goes, ha ha, I'm not a man.
Ha ha ha. Oh no, bad Lord of the Rings line, be thrown out. Okay.
No man can kill me. I'm not a man. I'm a woman.
That's totally practice.
Okay. Bowshot.
Wait, I'm a man!
So am I! Is that the best you got, savage gypsy lover?
Arrows begin kind of flying over as they seem to be exchanging arrows.
They're like, the Keystone Cops is playing in the background.
It seemed like a lot better idea.
Oh, gosh, golly gee. Can I do enough damage to even attack her? Maybe. Is there enough people surrounding her that I can get around to flank her, or do I...
You need someone else to move.
Okay. Then I'll just hit her with my...
Smack that hooker in the face?
My battle axe. Oh! I hope that I can hit. You're right there! Why can't I hit you? No.
Kind of bashing my legs all the way.
No, I just missed her. She's too far away from me.
Okay.
So stubby arms!
Well, she will go ahead and resume her savaging of Nathan.
Ouch.
Claws, bite.
Jesus!
Ouch.
19.
That will be a 21.
She's got a plus 6 to hit.
Ouch.
With her primary attack, yes.
I should go in here.
This is lower.
Because he does the most
damage. I do the most damage.
He looks like a threat.
I am a threat. Boris, shush!
Let's see. Thanks for you.
8 and 7 is 15.
She does 7 with a bite?
Mm-hmm.
I thought your damage strength or your damage bonus was half with a bite.
Oh, I'm sorry. Then the claw should have been your 6. And that should be a 7.
So the die isn't half, but the bonus.
The damage strength. Bonus is half.
So yeah, 13 is 15.
Like I thought I wanted pets, but I really don't.
Someone hit that thing.
She's, of course, you know, snarling and laughing. Easy prey.
Huh?
Ethan.
I was going to say, I just went.
Look, there's a two-letter difference in your guys' name.
I'm going to summon a small animated object.
Where do you want the girl?
Oh.
Floating dagger.
Environmental with 5-foot step over. So you guys can now flank the thing. It gets a mighty plus 1 against him. 6! Plus 3... 13.
No. But Nathan will now get the flank. Nathan!
Oh, that would have been a 15, sorry.
No.
What else spells do we have again?
Here.
This many. Alright.
I'm going to cast Burning Hands.
I don't know. It works against werewolves.
Let me ask the wisdom of this. You're going to make a rogue make a reflex check.
Oh, shit. It is a reflex check to actually even hit, isn't it?
Just asking.
Nah. I'm just going to magic missile her.
Okay. That I can accept.
For 2 points of damage.
Remember, you have bennies.
Oh.
You can't get worse than what you just rolled.
5 points of damage.
Okay, so she's now up to 11. Uh-oh, this is not looking quite as easy as you thought.
That's for when they're doing something bad, isn't it?
Huh?
Yeah.
The bennies? Yeah, oh, yes.
I had
no, she's talking about the water bottle.
Oh, the water bottle. What?
Look at this. She's not with that. He swings at the inanimate object.
Its AC is a 14.
I rolled a 2.
Okay, never mind.
It
has a grapple check, a negative 4.
Oh, I managed to get one arrow actually into Becca, finally.
Ow!
With a minus 4? Because she's a melee?
What's your AC?
11.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You idiot.
1.
Oh. Take a pun of damage. He fired one of those rubber suction cup arrows at you. It just sort of hit the soft spot.
All right.
Knocked me on the back of the head.
Becca.
Doo-doo-doo. My spells aren't going to really help in this situation. I guess I do have another magic missile I could use on her, since that seems to work. Shield only works on myself, correct?
Yeah, and it only works against missile fire.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't have the spells memorized, I apologize. Okay, I'll just magic missile
her. You get
her.
2, because you're level 3.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I'll get two ones.
Then you can use a Benny.
Well, that's middle of the road, so four and
three.
Seven.
Seven. Okay, she's up to 18. She's now whimpering. It's now her turn. She'll go ahead and
come
throw
on,
both her claws at you.
Taunt her.
And then she'll bite you.
Okay.
You can split it. They can split up their attacks like that?
Yes, they can. Nathan, not a lot to you.
She finally didn't make it through the chainmail.
However, she does bite you. D6 plus 4. 8 points of damage.
What's her is her strength? Is her damage modifier a plus 4?
Yes, it comes from a strength 18.
Yeah, but bites have their damage modifier by half.
The secondary attack on natural weapons is halved. Her claws are her secondary.
Mm-hmm.
So I missed it, her claw, the first round.
Oh.
So you would take 2 less points of damage.
Ooh! So I'm at a 24.
You okay, that was her.
You actually played a game with the numbers and everything.
Ethan.
Right! I summon a Dwargar.
That's right, you are the summoner, aren't you?
He's got a wand, he just keeps going.
Arr. Yes. We'll start with the animated object. Swinging with a mighty 17.
That'll hit the poor orc. It's a minion, it dies.
Plus 3 from hit, yeah, never mind. And the mighty Dwargar gets a plus 2.
You just can't hit the damn werewolf.
No.
Well, she's got armor.
And then I go,
oh, no. Fives.
Nathan.
Well, I think I have one more level 1 spell. Cast one more magic missile at her, I guess.
Then we'll
because at least this does more than 2 points of damage when something that normally would have cleaved someone in twain. 2 points of damage.
That's enough, because she only had 1 hit point left. High DPS, low HP.
Was that her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay!
She goes down.
Put a sword through her.
Turns back into this.
Yes.
Yeah, so now it looks like we murdered someone.
Yes, there's
chop her head off.
You dead sword. Naked woman in the middle of the room.
That should be a normal circumstance for you, really. We've been doing it quite often lately.
Even the orc can tell he's outnumbered.
Where is it?
Runs off into the wilderness.
You have to understand the fire elemental went like crazy in the last game because there was all these explosives everywhere. He set the fire elemental off to
lots
do whatever he wanted.
It was full of gunpowder and the fire elemental was having a lot of fun because the explosions didn't affect him. They're like
blowing everything up. Everybody else is running from this poor little thing because it couldn't hit anybody. It couldn't hinder anybody, but the explosions were doing massive damage to everybody.
For those who have been bitten, I would kindly ask for a fortitude save.
This is why I don't get up close.
21.
Ooh, man.
Fuck you.
Did I do that? What happened?
Nine. It's slightly better.
I don't know.
15.
The box moved or something.
Okay.
It's not high enough.
Might not be.
No, DC on it's a 20.
Yes. I'm pretty sure.
I have a plus 6 and I can't roll above a 4.
In rain.
Well, you just rolled a 9.
Yeah. That was an exaggeration. Every time you hit me with a fortitude save, it's like, I can't roll. It's like suddenly my die goes.
Well, it's okay. In my other game, hill giants are actually ballerinas. I have yet to have one fail a reflex.
With a negative 4?
But we just won't do what happened in my first campaign. You know, we won't
get on a ship.
Get on a ship for the next 3 months.
What?
My first D&D campaign, 3 of the players contracted lycanthropy and didn't know it, and then they got onto a boat for 3 months. That was the
I'm
going to
figure that thing as a werewolf, because we couldn't hurt the thing except with spells.
You honestly don't know. You're someone with knowledge of nature. Might be able to tell.
My plus
that?
6.
On knowledge of nature?
Ponder.
I have knowledge
14.
History, nobles.
14? You'd be able. You're not sure if that was a werewolf or a were-rat, but yeah, it's definitely a were-something. Something.
It's a lichen creature.
Werewolf, were-castle.
Werewolf?
Anyhow, it was a were-something.
No, it's there-something.
Right. Fine.
Look, it's right there.
It's dead now. It's right
so
there.
You. I'm in a throwing mood.
Oh my ogre.
fine, if you throw them, he doesn't get to use them. So, okay. Really, it's a win-win situation there for you.
All right, well, let me start pulling out the bigger stuff. You guys are fighting a dragon today, right?
Like, huh, that's fascinating. Jason, let's go get your ogres.
Yeah.
We were
to hire the Ogre Kingdom's army from the Cloud Mountain Peak.
Talk today, to my friend Earl. All
right, fine. And then today you'll be facing life-size Becca. Becca, can you stand on the table?
No, because there's a ceiling fan above her.
Oh. I can dance on tables.
Too much information.
Okay.
So can I, but I respect my fellow man.
I don't, but I can't dance, so.
It's not that I don't respect my fellow man. Neither can I. It's that when I table dance, the fellow man doesn't respect me.
They're supposed to respect people? What?
What do you mean I hurt your feelings? I didn't know you had any feelings.
Well, you guys are now sitting here in the cold. A few people covered in blood.
I think we should sleep. What do you think?
Well, that was adventurous. Shall we press onward?
Yeah.
You look fine to me. The worse for wear.
Can I search her body?
Oh, yeah, sure.
As long as the robe's not here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he searches it from remotely.
Currently, she's naked, so what areas are you searching?
She's doing a full body cavity.
Pockets. I got it. 16.
Whoa! You're getting a little familiar with that body there, Missy.
She was obviously not smuggling anything in a natural pocket.
I don't know what you dwarves are into. If you need some time alone, we'll be happy to go over the horizon for a bit and run as fast as we can from you.
Hey, just don't die around the dwarf.
I had to play the part of the rogue with all.
Yes, even our rogue doesn't molest dead bodies.
No. We don't know that.
At least
sure.
We see. If he does it, he's very good at it, and we don't see it, notice it, and out of sight, out of mind.
Yes, you see, I'm not rogue by nature, so I'm not that good. Sorry.
Ignorance is bliss, woman. Now, are we pressing on?
Yes.
Are you going in the lead?
No, of course not. Why would I ever go in lead? Carry on, carry on.
So, you guys will continue the rest of the way down to town, completely unmolested, for the rest of the way.
Yay!
Except for the dead body.
Except for the dead body.
Excuse me.
You guys
were
molested.
You're known as the molester.
Is that a title you select? The molester?
No,
the
molester.
This podcast is supported by RPG Now, the leading source of indie role-playing games, with over 10,000 RPG titles from over 500 creators and publishers. There are new RPG treasures to discover every day at www.rpgnow.com.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
For more information, visit www.vorpalnetwork.com or www.canadiancrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. You can find us on the web at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven Podcast is a member of the Vorpal Network at www.vorpalnetwork.com. Gamers Haven and Thousand Monkey Productions are copyright 2008 and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Stop by our website to check out our actual play feed, fill out our feedback guest book, or hit us on the forums. Music on the show is used with permission by Joe Hero Band, www.joehero.com, and this has been a Thousand Monkeys production.
Friday night and we're headed for the drive-in. You were mad at something you thought I said. Thought a night out with you and me and these you would make everything alright. Thought you might like an Evil Dead marathon. Watch
This podcast is brought to you by
RPGNow.com, the leading source for indie RPGs on the web. Visit them at www.rpgnow.com and pick up a few PDFs for your electronic gaming shelf. They've got gaming products for D20, 4th Edition, Mutants and Masterminds, and a variety of other products as well. Check them out at RPGNow.com.
Hey, it's Daterman.
And this is Trevor.
And we're the other staff of White Rock, and we really like listening to the Gamers Haven.
Dungeons and Dragons, Wizards of College. This is the Vorpal Network.
Gamers Haven and the Vorpal Network, in association with Pinnacle Entertainment Group, present A Thousand Monkeys Production.
Deadlands. Enough room to die.
An actual play recording of Deadlands Reloaded. Available for download at www.CanadianCrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Right.
Yeah, that just sounds silly.
Disaster averted.
It's, they say, he says Honey Bunny, Tim Roth does in Pulp Fiction.
Yes.
Well, you guys will... Yeah. You will arrive at the gates, which are kind of decorated in a dragon motif.
Oh, God.
They're lovely.
Giant portcullis with two guards.
Very
who've
pretty.
Got probably the biggest grins you've ever seen, wearing a nice velvet purple with a golden dragon embroidered on it. Wielding a pair of halberds, and they say, "Ah, welcome!
Oh, crap!
Welcome!
Hello!
How may we be of assistance?"
You'd like to come in, please?
I really don't know what to say.
Oh.
Hello.
I guess we should raise the gate, shouldn't we? Yes. Yes, we should.
We're obviously not all
the monsters. Oh, but what about the gate tax? Yes, we need to do the gate tax. I'm afraid there's a gate tax.
Don't pay the man. Go.
What's the gate tax?
A silver per traveler on foot, and a gold for those carrying wagons.
Are we carrying a wagon?
However, it's two if you pull the wagon.
But we don't have a wagon.
Well, then you only have to pay a silver.
Did we have a wagon? I don't remember having a wagon. All right, one silver piece of it, then. Could you open the door?
Yes, thank you. Raise the gate! Raise the gate!
Where are we?
Some town.
Okay.
This is the village, or this is the city outside the tower you guys have never actually been to.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, you know, with all the boxes drawn in here, they look like very, very small spaces.
Sorry, I only drew the areas of the encounters. I didn't necessarily want to draw a city.
That makes sense.
Oh, God, we don't have a map big enough for you to draw a city.
Yeah.
So which encounter are we at now?
Da-da-da, the end.
You are currently in this encounter.
Okay.
You're in between encounters.
Are you apologizing?
That's her person that's getting injured.
I swear I heard her say sorry after I heard the
Sorry about that.
Well, you guys are now in actually a respectable-sized city. It's certainly no metropolis. And it's certainly no capital city, but...
And it's certainly no city that I've come from.
Yes. It's compacted with wonderful little wooden lodges with thatched roofs, chimneys smoking out, because, let's face it, you're in the mountains, it's cold as hell.
Yeah.
The cities are cobbled, and there are street lamps. So, and this place looks at least clean. In fact, almost respectable.
Well, considering they have a gate tax, I would say they probably put a lot of money into making sure their image is nice.
There's people milling about the streets. And
do they all have those silly grins on their faces?
Yes, in a very disturbing type of way.
That's really bothering me.
Well, Trundle, probably around an 8-year-old. he looks a bit dirtier. I wouldn't say, like, well, he's 8-year-old dirty, because we all know 8-year-olds are dirty. Niece. Anywho.
Is that how old she is now?
She's 9, I think.
Wow.
Hello! So there's a man? Oh, you're my size.
What?
Very astute of you, yes.
Lead you around the town for a silver.
Do we need to be led?
I've never been here before, have you?
I know this city better than that back of my own hand. See? Just washed it.
When you say just, is just like a metaphor for, like, years?
What's a metaphor?
Best not to confuse them with big words. They might burn you for being a witch.
So,
yes, there's a witch elf standing somewhere in the background. Don't mind me.
They just killed our audience.
Aww.
You jammy git!
You cheeky bastards!
Right, flip them sober, I guess.
Okay. I was waiting
for the
decision
to
be made.
Where do we want to go? Show us around the whole town.
Alright then. He'll lead you around the town. It's, as I said, roughly the population of around 5,000. Well, modern days we kind of scoff at a population of around 5,000.
We are looking for our friends. I don't know where to start looking for our friends.
Good question, since we have no idea who took them.
Well, I would expect brigands.
I would think someone else, but...
I would expect brigands.
I don't think brigands would be intelligent enough to break into the Arcane College. I'm thinking someone with a little bit more skill.
Lovely. We're actually looking for a friend of ours. He's a kobold, about yay high.
He
might have last been seen in a sack. Someone was kidnapping him. Yes.
Well, if you got kidnappers, you better report them to the city.
Oh, lovely.
Didn't happen in the city, though.
It didn't happen in the city, however. It happened up in the, up in the college.
You're from up there?
Yes, actually.
He suddenly kind of takes a couple steps back, like suddenly you guys went from paying customers to strange aliens.
Or psycho killers. To Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, jeez.
I know, I assure you, I'm quite harmless.
What are you doing?
Well, I've never led around wizards before.
Oh, this is the first time for everything.
Yes, a report to the city. Governor, just don't say you're from the college.
All right, then, why not say we're from the college?
Well, our last visit from the college, a few buildings got burned down.
Lovely.
No summoning fire elementals.
Fine. No summoning fire elementals.
No burning hands.
No burning hands, no fireballs, etc.
Normally we export a bunch of stuff up there, and we usually have good relations with the college, except for this crotchety old man who's been causing problems lately.
Crotchety old man causing problems?
Yes, comes down from the college.
That would probably be the head advisor. The only crotchety old man I can think of.
Does he have a strange cat?
I don't know. Well, I can lead you to the city building. If I can lead you to the marketplace. I can lead you to the tavern. Oh, well, a good tavern. For good, respectable wizards.
Well, what do you think? This is more in your arena, my old bean. I'm thinking a good respectable tavern is probably not the best place for the disrespectful brigands that took our friends.
I don't think they're brigands. I think they're along the same lines as what Saucy is.
Right, brigands.
Sneaky.
Brigands.
No.
Brigands.
They're not called brigands.
They are brigands. I don't know what you call them in your backwater land.
Are they married?
Brigands are roadside.
Well, we do all share the same
thieves.
Room.
Right, brigands.
Oh,
they call themselves rogues.
You suddenly did some interesting things up in college.
It's okay. I'm not spreading rumors, you know.
Yes, you are. You know, I could hear you while I was speaking to him.
At least we don't molest dead bodies, eh?
Yeah.
You molest dead bodies?
No, she molested dead bodies.
That far up places like that. Holy cow.
Teasing him lies.
What could be this, really?
Look at how red she's turning. Do you honestly think it's a lie?
Can I please lead you to the tavern?
Sure.
Well, if you also point out city building with that.
It's a big one.
Well, look, it's clean. Don't worry, she likes the dead kind, not you.
Please don't kill me.
I'm so killing you in your sleep.
Better men have tried.
And they succeeded if it hadn't been for the healing potions.
But she's a woman, damn. Hadn't thought
well,
of that.
So the nice end or what?
The tavern, yes, please.
Carry on.
He's going to disappear on us if we don't hurry.
Ah, purple dragon, go in.
Right, remember that last potion I was holding from the goblins? Considering I'm at half hit points, I think I should drink it.
Go ahead.
Lovely.
Still tastes like donkey piss.
Do you want me to hold you down? Plug your nose.
4. I'm pretty sure I failed my fortitude check.
Hey, heal 9.
Nice. Of course there's...
Okay.
You're leaving? Is this not amusing enough for you guys?
No, I'm just staying in a bit because it's a long time.
Yeah, it's usually funner to play than watch.
Yeah.
We could create you guys little characters. You could run around and go, take that.
Don't you like to be a little south? You just got traumatized?
Oh. Quick, use the child as a meat shield.
Oh, no, bad touch, bad touch.
Well, I had to hold on to you somehow.
Why is the molester keep gathering children about her?
She wants to be like Mike.
Oh, my God.
When she starts going, hey. We know we're in trouble.
Then we put her out of our misery.
You guys
were agreed on that.
Walk into the
purple dragon. Let me go ahead and throw out random NPCs.
I can't smell right now. Oh, sorry.
God.
Old man kind of sitting over here.
It's
throwing fireballs at everybody.
Ah! No,
a respectable looking man with a guard sitting across the table from him. Looks like probably a soldier in training. Speaking with a crossbowman.
Who's got the crossbow pointed at him?
There's a halfling standing on a stool behind the counter, and there's...
Standing on the stool.
There's a halfling running around, refilling mugs and everything.
Oh, it's a halfling inn. That should fit right in.
You can't see over the bar.
Does that mean the prices are half, or is it full price for half-sized drinks?
Good question.
It's a valid question!
With fires going, of course. There are about 9 tables, windows, bar. The halflings in here are, well, how do we say, amply plump.
Thunk, next to the fire.
Well, the halflings are as big around as they are tall.
I have a sit on a stool.
And Nathan? You
stand guard by the door.
Mike. I'll go stand by the bar where the dwarf is at.
Alright, well. Ah, nice and warm over here. Look over to the old man. Hello.
You're ugly.
Excuse me, did you say I was ugly?
What are you doing in my house?
Is this your house? This is an inn. It's a tavern.
Since where did I get neighbors?
Peculiar one.
You guys at the bar, and there's a halfling.
Hello!
You stop telling me to
Take
get off
the lawn.
Do you have any dwarven ale?
Might have a pint or two.
That's what I'm having.
Hey there for you.
I shouldn't be drinking.
Right.
He's driving the wagon.
Oh, you had to pay the outrageous fee, too.
Yeah, it was like, they asked us if we were carrying a wagon, and I'm trying to figure out what kind of inhuman beings were carrying wagons through that gate.
Orcs.
But why?
Because they couldn't afford a horse.
Would you like a glass of wine, please?
Right, what kind?
Yeah, the finest wine you have.
All right.
He climbs through little holes.
Yeah, gets down the little ladder on the side. Here, rustling around, gets back up on the ladder.
Lovely.
Okay, now I'll go sit at it.
You
can
squash.
Do
you
want to
follow me?
No.
I'm guessing a tavern owner would see a lot of people come through. We're looking for a friend of ours who...
Don't talk to the old man. He's rather crazy.
Who,
I expect him to tell us to get off his lawn.
Left suddenly from
Do you see any unseemly chaps?
I think he might have came this way.
If you're looking for runaways, you're probably going to want to start looking on...
They look...
The others.
Everyone looks unseemly to me, however.
Well, I don't really know if he's a runaway.
That's where all our runaways and scallywags go off to. It's the other street.
Well, he certainly is a scallywag. Have you seen a halfling come through? I'll describe. Saucy. Might have been through the area in the past day or two.
Right, I ain't seen any of my own around here.
Really? Okay.
Climbs up the ladder attached to the table.
What can I get you, James?
I already got mine, thank you.
Oh, thank you. You'll be fine, need to refill, I will call.
All right. Oh, I found him! He's in the fireplace!
He's on fire!
Well, he is draconic, so he is partly resistant, isn't he?
No, and not gold or not.
They just pretend to be dragons.
What did you find?
That's what Vic is.
Yeah.
He's a kobold.
What?
Looks like a little dog guy with scales.
Oh.
And they used to yip and bark. I don't know if they still do, though.
They yip, mainly.
Oh. Did you ask him about the brigands?
They're not brigands.
Hello.
Hello?
He seems to be wanting to argue with me. We are looking for brigands who have kidnapped a friend.
Like I told your friend,
The other side. The other street.
The other street.
And where is this other street?
Down.
The other street down?
No, down is in underground.
Yeah, it's in the sewers.
In the sewers?
There are
other streets and sewers?
That's where all the unsavory types hang out, otherwise the town would have at them.
Oh, absolutely disgusting.
Right. You can stay up here, we'll send you back to school, and you can deal with the door by yourself.
Things I do for my butler.
Suddenly nobody wants to be around me.
I'm over here. I'm all 5 feet away.
You're talking about me, I can tell.
Yes, yes, we haven't mentioned dead bodies yet, so don't get all excited.
Right.
How would one get to this other street?
Go up in the grate and crawl on down.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. Well. Back to the table with my wine. Apparently we need to go crawling through muck.
There might be more than just muck down there.
Yes. I feel very sorry for you. You'll be closer to it.
Is he attaching your pants?
No, he's playing with the mouth. Oh. Do you guys want to start right away, or should we spend the night somewhere here?
Now, is it tonight is when they're supposed to... They wanted the ransom tonight, or is it...
Tomorrow night.
The next night. I think we have enough time to rest.
Sounds like a plan.
It would get a couple spells back. It would get you 2 hit points.
Yes,
your spells back.
Health.
Yeah, health would be loved, or would be well received.
I can make a heal check on you both.
Well, that would be lovely. Try not to jab it with your finger again. That helps.
You need a 15.
Okay, you are fine. You are fine too.
Well then, negotiate us a nice rate for a room there.
Oh. How much for a room?
Over a night.
We'll need at least 2, because the woman can't sleep in the same room as us.
She's not a woman, she's a wolf. It's different.
If you manage to be able to fit 2 people in a room, I'll be amazed.
Alright, then, 3.
3?
Okay,
pay for your room. Do you actually have 3 rooms available?
Yeah, here are your 3 closet keys.
Closets? Suddenly feel like I'm back in high school.
Very well.
I'll do that.
He points at this door.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely.
And it is literally that 5 by 10 room.
I think it's like a zoo. I don't know where that. It looks like a zoo.
Suddenly the dormitories are looking better.
Yes, that's what's different.
Except we've trained ourselves not to. Ever since the fire incidents.
Fire off, fire off, fire off.
Do you want to call it an evening?
It's like afternoon.
Is it?
You guys had actually gotten done with your daily combats up there, so you probably did finish after lunch, as I had stated. And you guys took about the 4-hour walk down, so it's actually around 6 to 7 o'clock at night.
I need to go look for a temple.
May I ask why?
I don't have any more healing potions.
Oh, lovely. That would be a superb idea.
And on top of that, I'm still going to be fairly injured tomorrow when I wake up, so I should probably look into healing just a little bit.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to retire, as I'm feeling rather... you know, drain from today's activities.
Could be the 2 cups of elven wine you drank, too.
It could also be, you know, two orcs waylaying me on the street.
They didn't waylay you, they laid into you, as evidenced by the 2 massive gashes on you.
That's what I said.
God, I'm such a ponce.
Alright.
I'm gonna go look for a temple because even with a double heal rate, which would be 10 hit points, I'll still be down 5. So I need to find.
Well, you will of course find the temple. It's right across the street from the civic center.
I got attacked by a horrible beast out in the woods. Do you have healing services?
Yes, we do here at the Temple of the Five.
Temple of the Five?
Yes, the Five.
I've never heard of Temple of the Five, have I? Yes, I can count. Careful, it's not over 10. You don't need to drop your pants.
I'm not there.
Never heard of the Temple of the Five. How much does healing services cost?
A simple healing, a.k.a. Cure Light, is 25 gold pieces.
Okay.
A Cure Moderate is around 75.
Well, a Cure Light will help.
So you're shoveling out for the cure light?
Yeah, I'll pull out. I'll remember some of my bags and find 25 gold.
You'll heal 8 hit points.
Are these potions or just...
No,
heals?
He went to the temple.
He's going to the temple.
Got bit by a nasty dog. Do you know where I could go? Where I could go to have my bite checked out to make sure it's not infected?
We can do
or
that here at the temple, or you can visit the local apothecary.
Well, let's have it looked at here at the temple. How much is it going to cost me?
Well, that'll run a mere 10 gold pieces.
Okay, I'll pull out my 10 gold.
We can give you some minor herbs to maybe fight rabies, but other than that, it looks fine.
Okay. I'll take that. Do you actually sell healing potions?
Yes, we do.
How much?
25 gold pieces for a cure light. 75 for a cure moderate.
In potion form? Okay.
Yes.
That's cheap. Okay, well, I have 50 gold left, so I'm going to spend my 50 gold. So I have to buy 2 more healing potions.
Oh. Damn us for not getting a cleric. Damn us!
The bright idea was to not play a cleric. That's right, Michael wanted to play a thief.
Well,
yeah. Dude.
Trust me, traps are going to be annoying. Could be annoying.
Are going to be annoying.
It wouldn't matter.
It's the exact opposite of my character, where everybody plays clerics and paladins. And nobody plays rogues. Anyway, moving on.
Those are the most entertaining, because they have to figure out how to open doors the entertaining way. What do you mean the secret door you have to break into song and sing? This is stupid! Who wrote this? A bard. Oh, damn it!
Isn't that what mine is?
That's what you are, yes, you're a bard.
Who the hell knew that singing would open doors? Okay.
Speak friend and enter.
Billy Joe?
All right, I'm done. My fears are assuaged because he said that there's nothing wrong with the bite. So.
It was a DC 20 to resist changing once you were infected. The DC 20.
Yeah, but the DC to actually to the fortitude save
is a 14.
I noticed.
It's a 20.
Because I fucked it.
You're thinking dire wolf.
Oh.
Can I have gone with him to the
Sure.
So I can, because I can't do a heal check on myself, so I would like to get a cure light as well.
Work on 25 gold piece. And you'll heal 5 hit points.
How many are you down? Remember, you heal your level worth of hit points at night. So you're level 5.
If you get your and if you do your heal check, it's double that.
Yeah.
But I can't heal check
yourself. You can't heal check yourself.
Yeah.
And none of the rest of us have heal.
You can all try and poke her with
it. You can all try poking her with it.
I'm trained, but yeah, with my wisdom.
I'll be fine.
With my wisdom of 10, I don't think that's a good idea.
I'll be fine. I'm only down 4 now, so.
Yeah, you'll heal up overnight.
Yeah.
It's just a scratch.
Alright.
Oh, it's hot. Balls off.
Head over and retire for the evening. Becca's about here. Nathan got stuck at the end of a hall.
No one will hear you scream. Can we close these? I'm a little chilly.
Yes.
I was feeling more like Argentina, but.
You're hot?
We won't cry for you.
You can put a jacket on, sweatshirt.
Okay.
I also have legs.
Andre, is this your coat?
No.
Which one? I have a leather jacket, which is.
Well, the green one's been on our
chair for a while.
Yes. Somewhere over there.
This has been here for a while. We have no idea whose it is. It's not mine. Is this Chris's jacket, Ethan? Does it look like Chris's?
It looks like a guy jacket, maybe.
It's WV85. It says 0WV85. Oh, I'm trying to see whose jacket this is, honey. Bet you it's my Rachel's.
Might be.
Her Rachel, my Rachel, is my sister. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've met her yet.
Yes, she has. I like her.
Well, as you guys are all pleasantly sleeping, you all need to give me notice checks.
Oh, you suck.
Of course
I do. But I'm sleeping.
That's the entire point.
What's your notice check?
Basically,
9. 14.
Sixteen.
Jeez.
Okay. So no one made the first round of them. Go ahead and give me the second round of notice checks.
Good grief.
24.
15.
Okay. Well, you actually hear someone jimmying your door. Now, the thing is you were dead cold asleep, so it's pretty damn hard to hear this.
And you're in the hall.
No, that's me. No, I'm the unlucky git that's all the way down at the end of the hall, next to the window. So when the fire breaks out, I can just go. It's 3 stories to the floor. Ah, crap.
I'm Leon Kennedy.
You have tumble, don't you?
Yes, 7. Acrobatics plus 7.
So, Ethan, someone is jimmying the door.
Someone is jimmying my door. Get up and open the door. Can I help you? You obviously have the wrong room. Oh, hello.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
I'll scream like
shut
a
girl.
I'll scream like a girl and shut the door.
Tell me I hear this.
Can we hear him scream like a girl? I'm sure
you guys need a total of a 15 to hear him scream like a girl.
My rolls, this is going to suck.
Yes, I got a 15.
I got a 15!
Okay, so suddenly everyone goes, are we...
Like, I know that effeminate scream anywhere!
Up out of bed, grab my sword.
It's Hercule!
We go down to initiative because they're also attempting to move.
Oh, I have a 4.
I have a 10.
I have a 16.
Well, obviously you guys weren't moving very quickly.
We were dead asleep.
Now, mind you, for those who wear armor... You're not currently wearing it, because you don't normally sleep in that.
Actually, I do, but it makes me kind of
It chafes.
Makes me why do you think I wear a leather padding underneath?
It makes you fatigued. Yeah.
Yeah, it makes you fatigued. I were in an inn. I was like, you know what? For once, I don't think I'll need to wear it.
Well, that'll teach you.
Yeah. All right.
What are you guys? No.
Doesn't it look like she's gonna hit us? That's why I jerk every time.
You go
okay.
Like that, and bring it around.
Ethan?
To the outside.
They're hoping to break your door.
Not towards people.
You don't look at people.
Your door will
away from people.
Break in.
Okay.
Because invariably, sometimes you'll go.
Your door also breaks in.
Oops! And someone will go, my eye!
I would laugh.
And finally, Nathan's door breaks in.
Us playing ping pong was fantastic.
But that is their round.
I don't think so either.
They were really annoyed. But I loved it.
I had lots of fun playing ping pong.
You playing ping pong?
I played ping pong last night. Yes, we played it together and we were really horrible.
Yeah, it was kind of
we're
funny.
Terrible at ping pong. You know what we still need to go do that we haven't done?
Nathan,
we keep saying we're going to do? We need to go bowling.
Bowling, yeah.
Well.
The door gets slammed in and there are two individuals who look like they want to shank you. Not in the English form of shank, but in the American form of shank.
I was like,
They want to shag you, baby.
No, shank. Shank is in stab. I've just been shanked in the back with a screwdriver.
Or maybe they're here to toss you out the window.
If they're tossing me off, I'm in a very...
They're tossing off more Russian sailors? Jeremy's not here, so that's not nearly as funny.
You might want to explain it to the two...
Random Mutants and Masterminds game.
Superheroes.
A superhero game. And our friend Jeremy is playing. He's playing a big bruiser, basically. And at the end of one of the sessions, his character quote went onto a big oil barge and started tossing off Russian sailors. One of our listeners is from Great Britain and emailed us and said, figure you guys should know that tossing off is a euphemism in Britain for pleasuring someone with one's hand. So Jeremy was tossing off lots of time. People.
Well, can I see any of the people?
Yeah, it's kind of moonlight, so it's pretty dim.
Oh, I don't have any first level spells left, I think.
Nope, no. I haven't had time to get those back yet.
How many spells does a second level wizard have, first level spells? I have my bonus spell, and I have two spells.
Yeah, so you should have a total of three.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to remember, because we're specialist mages, and the old system, and the old D&D, 2.0 D&D, if you were a specialist mage, you got an extra spell because you were really restricted.
But I decided to change that, because otherwise you'd have to give up a complete school, which I never thought was worth the extra spell slot.
Well, I will draw my... Well, actually, are they coming in the door?
They broke in the door. You're not quite sure what they're doing.
Well, I'm going to hastily don my armor. I know that takes a round or
it
two.
It takes five.
Five rounds to don chainmail?
It's even dumber, because a chain shirt also takes five rounds.
That's what I have. Which you just go...
No, no.
That chafes.
Hold on, I gotta put ointment on.
Do you guys do realize that when you wear a chain shirt, you wear leather padding underneath it, right?
Doing wrong all these years.
So that's why I don't have any chest hair left.
Yeah. Having worn chainmail on many, many occasions, I tell you right now, you never wear chainmail.
I don't want to hear about your fantasy nights with your wife. That's just
no.
Oh, yeah, this is the Kanar one. Fantasy nights with men.
Yeah.
But they do want to hear all about my chainmail bikini.
Woohoo! You tell, I haven't heard this one. And I'm your husband.
We are on the record here.
Right, that well, if it's going to take me five rounds to put on my chainmail shirt, jeez.
You could probably cast mage armor.
Stop stabbing me while I'm putting my armor on!
I don't
on.
Have any more first level spells.
Oh, I thought you had one left.
No, I had three. I burned...
Two.
Three.
No, you only burned two.
I fired one magic missile at... I fired one magic missile at the orc, and then two magic missiles at
the hooker.
Werewolf.
I thought you only fired one at her.
Hooker.
No. Hooker, werewolf, you know, same fucking difference.
Werewolf,
okay, well, I will attack one of the guys that's in the doorway, then.
All right.
Move my 5-foot step. And
shuffle, shuffle, shuffle.
Lock the door and try to hit him. With a 14.
14 will miss as he kind of brings up his shield and blocks your sword.
Oh, they got shields? Damn, they got a +2 because they're using hand weapon and shield. I am screwed.
That's right. And they're wearing light armor. They're a 4+. And you're naked with a hand weapon.
No armor save. Well, at least I have a toughness of 5.
Oh, that's okay. I roll 6s when it's funny. Okay.
Yeah. Who is that?
Is that a bad guy or?
Blessings of the Shadow One upon us. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, well, those two don't get the blessings of the Shadow One.
Damn evil clerics! Poser!
Okay. Then we go down from 10, or from 16 to 10.
I again scream like a girl, 5-foot step over here, and then I summon a swarm of spiders on him.
Oh, God, it hurts!
Not for the blood god.
Nami.
Right.
If he survives, he got a 12 on 14.
Well, he automatically takes a d6 damage. So he takes 4 points of damage plus poison.
Kobolds on the ground. Spider's like.
Kobolds for the kobold god. Okay, so.
That was blood, blood
actually, if I can move him, I will go ahead and move him too. Because I can move him. We'll actually go 1, 2. Damaging both of them.
Is that a monster 1 or a monster 2?
That's a monster 1. That's spider swarm.
Okay.
So if he moves through them, he damages them.
But they will take their attacks of opportunity.
That's fine.
Ah, spiders!
And he takes a point of damage.
Yeah. Ah, spiders. It's more like he's probably like...
He takes
6 points of damage.
6 points of damage, plus he needs to save. Needs to do a 2 fortitude saves.
Lowest is a 13.
Okay. Just difficulty to mighty a lot. Yeah.
Okay. Wait, which one of those was a poison?
The first one.
Okay. Well, he is immune to that.
That's fine.
Are they dead yet?
Ah, spiders!
he will walk through the spiders, do your damage.
2 points of damage.
42 fortitude saves.
Yeah. The fighter looks at the 42 saves and goes, you're serious. He walks into a room with it's this kind of vicious looking man. He's the type of man who you think just got out of prison and is looking for a boyfriend. he's got his neck.
Not my door does not swing that way!
He's got this kind of iron club with a single spike sticking out the front.
Oh, lovely.
And he's kind of wearing this breastplate, which kind of looks like a snarling beast's face.
Nothing.
And he attempts to go, and then pull you with the hook on it.
Oh my god.
He's a hooker!
You will indeed hit.
Yes, mate. He's still a mighty 11.
And you'll take a mighty 7. As you now have this hook stuck in you.
Holy crap!
And you, he goes, yes, scream! Okay. Becca.
Okay, what's the difference between his swarm of spiders and the actual summon swarm spell?
Summon swarm spell summons multiple swarms.
Ooh.
Summons multiple swarms. Dang, that's a tongue twister.
I want to cast that.
Okay. Roll a d3.
D6.
Mm-hmm.
The big one.
You get one swarm.
Oh, God. That's okay. It's going right here.
It can move, can't it?
Yeah, I can.
Mm-hmm. Move it down the hallway.
Moves 4 spaces.
Move it to... You hear him screaming, so... Well, move it down the hallway towards the end of the hallway.
Towards you?
No.
Oh.
I'll be fine.
I'm thinking he's going to be okay.
Okay, then it'll go that way.
Quick, save the fighter from Mooks! He might not make it!
With an AC of 14 unarmored.
It started here.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I'm sorry, an AC of 15 unarmored.
Started there, can go 4 spaces. So 1, 2, 3, or 1, 2, 3, 4, down to them. And there's already a swarm sitting on top of him.
Okay, then I'll go on him.
Okay, roll your damage.
Is it D3?
D6. D6 plus poke.
3.
Okay, so let's see. He took 2 earlier, so he's got
5.
5. So far, he's taken 7? Sounds about right. Just keep going. Oh, my dear lord! We didn't know these guys were Loth worshippers.
Well, you could have summoned a swarm of rats instead.
Top of the round on 18.
With the summon sword, I can only summon spiders with the summon monster one spell.
Yeah, I have an AC of 15.
You can summon with the summon swarm spell. You can do rat 13. Spiders or
sort of insect.
bats, rats, or spiders.
Well, the moose did a wonderful job of nothing, so it's your turn.
13.
What is it? 13.
Yeah.
That's a 21.
Yeah, you.
Do my free five, or my five. Hi!
You have cleave?
I do not have cleave, I don't think. No, you know what? I'm a third level fighter, and I've never taken any extra feats.
Well, you should have two fighter feats.
I don't.
Well, you should. Because you're a bad person.
I am a bad person.
Start looking through the PHP. Anywho.
He decides right now. Take it, Cleef.
No. Well, even if I take Cleef, I can't use it because it doesn't have it on the
fight. I just thought that would be funny. I think I'm going to learn how to
Cleef
now.
That would be wrong with me. We should have hired the goblins and brought them.
That's kind of...
where did he come from?
Apparently out of the shadows. How dare he worship the Shadow Lord?
Yeah.
Stupid Shadow
Lord. Rats, bats, spiders. Bring the spiders this way.
He's, of course, right in the dark. Classic evil rogue. He's got a staff in his left hand, and he says, "May your soul rot." And he attempts to touch you.
No, don't touch me.
And he doesn't need to touch you. And for touching you, you take 17 points of damage.
I yell out, "Bad touch! Bad touch!"
And you can hear your skin kind of smolder.
17?
That's right, 17.
Wow. I need to figure this out.
Okay, I took my level 1 bonus feat, but I haven't taken my second level bonus feat.
Make sure you meet the prerequisites.
I gotta find the bonus feats as it is.
Rather write on here, it's probably easier.
There's a specific bonus feats I can take.
And I can just erase this.
Calculator. No, I'm fine. Leave me alone.
I got through college algebra, damn it. All right, that was the Shadow Priest. Ethan.
I'll cast defensively, first of all.
Ooh, that's a concentration check.
Yeah, but I have combat casting, so it's going to be good.
Finally, can use that feat.
Yes, wow. With a 26.
You can cast 11th level spell.
What are the bonus feats?
That's fine, I cast summon swarm.
Just look under Fighter, Nathan, and they have a 1 next to them.
I summon 2 swarms of rats.
Look under Fighter? There's.
Look under feats.
Oh.
Feats, and they have a 1 next to them.
Okay, I was like...
I think you did say Fighter, though.
I probably did.
You did say Fighter.
That's okay, I'm going into teaching, it's okay.
2 swarms of rats on him.
We know what our kids will learn.
And then this thing moves in there too.
Oh, no, we're all going to turn.
Okay.
Was one of those mine? Yeah.
Yes. So he's going to take a total of...
and mine. Oh, mine doesn't happen until my turn.
12 points of damage.
Ow.
Plus he needs to make 6 fortitude saves. All of them DC are 11, so...
Okay,
so if he gets a natural 1...
are better. So far he's okay.
Just barely.
Oh, he failed 1.
Okay.
I have to take power attack before I can take cleave, so I'll take power attack.
Some of those were DC 12. I'm sorry. Anyway.
Yeah, it is.
That could be for the spiders. The rats are DC 12. Do we want to say disease or distraction on this one? Because you fail one of them.
High disease, low distraction. He is distracted.
Okay, distraction, he is nauseated for 1 round.
Oh, yeah.
Rats.
Another code?
I didn't bring you along.
I know, it was 7. I could decide if I wanted to look different. I don't know. I like wearing the jacket instead of the shirt.
Okay.
Yeah.
His turn.
Sad.
He'll go ahead and begin bludgeoning your swarms. I'm pretty sure he'll hit your swarm.
He's nauseated, he's unable to attack, cast spells, concentrate on spells, or do anything else requiring attention. The only action he can take is a single move action per turn. So for the next turn, that's all he can do.
Because he's nauseated.
Okay, he'll just stay there.
Yay!
Unfortunately, he's blocking your way out.
I'm only focusing on not dying.
Becca.
I'm not happy.
I feel pretty.
It was so pretty.
I feel so pretty, pretty and witty and yeah.
And I pity any girl who isn't me.
Really sad. It's really sad that we all know this song.
I blame anger management.
So do I recognize what he did to me?
It was one of those weird priest spells. They pray and not memorize.
Cheers.
Okay. You know, they do it by power of faith. Whatever that thing is, you know. You went to college. That thing didn't come into effect.
Okay, can I just attack him with my...
Yes, you're more than welcome to just attack him.
Okay. Because I don't know what spells are really going to affect him. So I'm just going to turn around and hit him.
Benny's. Benny.
Okay, yeah.
See, this is why
Benny's,
I get
Benny's,
out.
Benny's!
See, Benny! Benny's have become a crucial part of my game.
That's better.
That's a 17.
You will indeed hit him.
Okay. Now this axe has regular damage and electricity damage.
That's right.
So here's my regular damage.
It's all at the same time. He's not immune.
And here's my electricity damage.
Oh, and she drops her dice on the floor.
Drop my regular damage between your feet.
Mine?
No.
I want me some of them new babies.
One of those what?
New babies.
So, 11.
11.
I just dropped
to 18.
Oh, yeah, 11 plus 1.
So, 19. Becca, go ahead and give me a notice check.
Notice. Damn it.
All right.
I noticed nothing.
Yeah, this guy's scary. Why are people attacking me in the air?
Was I to notice any reaction he had?
Yes, but you didn't quite notice the reaction because it's dark and he touched you and he's evil and oh my dear lord. Okay.
Anybody else?
Can I pull my swarm onto him?
Ah, yes. Go ahead.
What do you want?
The other guy's got it right.
Valentine's.
Okay, roll D6.
Take 3 Thank more you. If that affects him.
It will, but the poison and nausea will not.
Okay. Strawberry shortcake rolls as well.
I already had a strawberry shortcake.
Okay.
All right, the one remaining minion will attempt to stab Nathan feebly.
Ah! I'm a minion!
Just happens to be using a rubber sword.
Nathan needs to hurry up and butcher this poor guy.
And help me!
Bless you.
Probably roll the D10.
Bless you again!
What are you rolling?
I don't know. He probably wouldn't want me to roll for him, so.
No, I don't think so. Unless you roll a natural 20.
Little Debbie humminess.
It's greasy.
Yes, I'm a greeter.
Nathan, it's your turn to show this poor, helpless mook what he gets for rearing his faceless face.
What?
That's funny. I was looking at her, and she looked at me, and she went to the
Oh! That's better. 17.
17, that'll show this poor mook.
And you hear me go, help me.
As of currently, you're two people screaming, help me.
Can I look at you? No, yours.
The one who's several decibels higher.
Oh, I meant Nathan's then.
My? Why?
I just wanted to look at it, because I can only see the back of your shield.
I'm going to move up as far as I can towards the closest one I hear screaming.
Alright, that would be Becca.
Okay.
So, closest one or loudest one?
So right here.
Closest one.
I got two.
So I move up to the door and I see two people standing in there?
No, the other one is my swarm of spiders.
There's a person who's being covered in a swarm of spiders, so it doesn't look like he really cares. And he was holding... He just finished touching her, and his hand is still glowing black.
And I hurt.
Okay, his turn. He will go ahead and attempt to do the same thing. Except this time, he'll be using a death touch. 12?
Yes.
I love low AC characters. This time... Oh, D6. Plus his charisma.
We simply think that you're a D6.
8 points of damage. You can feel yourself start to age.
Which, for dwarves, is like...
Okay. Percentages, not years.
Really?
It's a descriptor. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that was his turn, as he seems to be laughing. Soon I will be dead. Dead. Ethan.
Oh, lovely. Cast defensively again. This. Unless that's an automatic failure, that is a 12.
You still need a 15.
Okay. Vinny?
He gets to actually swing.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Oh. That's only 6 points of damage.
Only!
And at that point, you can still make a concentration check. 15 plus spell level plus 6.
No. I was using the wand, so...
Okay.
Then all those others... The swarms on him do damage.
Alright, spiders. He's up to 38 now. I need another...
Yeah, 13 more damage. Yeah, and... Lovely.
Okay. As I said, this one is spiders.
Over.
Okay, yeah. Right. Not this time.
Okay. Sad. It's sad.
Warrior will stick you again.
This is gonna hurt.
11.
Yeah, I'm down. I am in fact at -7.
What is that guy?
Yes, and the swarms. And the swarms will go away.
That was him.
He fell down?
He can go away too.
Well, he had 38 hit points total, and then he took a standard action.
Oh.
He's like...
We both fall at the same point.
Okay. Congratulations, you actually stood up to a fighter. And hand-to-hand, no less.
I'm still bleeding.
So is he.
And now it's... We're not dead until we hit... What is it? Our negative...
Your con.
Negative con. So I'm not dead until I hit negative 14.
Yeah. You gotta watch me. Okay, that... He is now officially down. Ethan is now gone. It's now Becca.
Can I see Nathan?
Yes, you have dark vision. We'll catch my man.
Alright, Magile.
You want a spell before I fall down? Wait a minute.
You have to roll.
Unless I could use it as my bonus spell.
What?
Do I have to use anything specific for the bonus spell?
No, bonus spell is any spell.
You probably will notice the high-pitched girly screaming has stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah. After a nice gurgle.
I'll start closing one door.
I'll cast full strength on him.
Okay. Do you wish to cast defensively?
Yes.
Okay. Like, it's not really...
Concentration check.
Mm-hmm.
You have to roll for your swarm, too.
No, you don't have to concentrate. Keep swarming.
Okay, he'll take the next opportunity.
The swarm does one. That probably falls.
And he needs to make two save, or, well, one save, because if he's immune to poison, he's dead, so.
Mm-hmm. He's also immune to nauseation.
Oh,
never mind
then.
13.
Yes.
7. As you once again begin to feel yourself age.
You can still cast a spell.
You can still successfully cast. You need a 24. It's a long shot, but you might as well try it.
What do I get?
What's your concentration check bonus?
Concentration.
8.
Okay.
So you need to roll a 16 or higher.
You still have a chance to make it.
No. Okay.
Not gonna do it.
Top of the round, Nathan.
Pull a Conan, grab his head.
Fuck.
Then turn him to the crowd. And No.
I need to see Conan.
You have no idea what I'm talking about.
No. Only the first movie.
Only the second one.
I liked the second one.
That's a 14.
Rebecca likes
14
the
will hit, because he's unarmored.
We love people with low ACs.
Five.
Five? That's it? Oh.
I rolled a one.
Doesn't
it look
like you
want to play on me? He's got someone new to attack.
But why would he want to? He's almost got her.
Are you that cold?
My feet are actually what's really yes, cold. So
I'll give her a pair of socks, hon.
I'll just need the boy.
You will indeed touch him.
Okay, that's why I'm sitting cross-legged.
I noticed. So I was like, I can't do that. Marcus.
Five.
I fall down. So does that mean you guys are dead?
No, just
we're dying.
Oh.
I'm dying. I know that.
Uh-oh.
Because I'm bleeding.
My turn?
I'm dying.
No, you just went. It is now Ethan's turn to stabilize.
Stabilize, Ethan!
Use
16. It's what,
15? I don't remember.
I think it's 15.
How do you know?
I remember 4
dimensions! I've been paying attention!
If I remember, the way I did it was you just rolled a
d10, and if you got a...
If you pick a number on d10, yeah, you get it.
That was really funny. I was like,
what? Roll a d10.
That was funny.
Pick a number.
4.
That was her purse.
No, you do not
say that. Was it?
Okay.
It's on this side.
So I continue bleeding.
Yes, you do.
Lose another card.
Becca, go ahead and pick a number on the d10.
And so I picked it up and put it on this side.
What?
Pick a number, roll a d10. If you roll that number, you stabilize.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that sucks. 4.
Nope. Okay.
I'm just going to pick 7, too.
Nathan, your turn.
See if I can hit this guy.
Oh, do I lose another
point?
Yes.
Yeah, that should hit. Yeah, a 14 hit, that'll hit.
24.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
Remember, the only AC you can hit is a 14.
That's 12 points of damage.
Quack!
I cut his head off.
As you lob off his head, a shadow emerges from the body and leaves.
Right.
As suddenly this look of, what the hell am I doing here, crosses the person's face.
I walk up, pour one potion down her throat.
Roll the 8 plus 1. You heal 8.
Walk into his room.
I continue bleeding.
Throw a potion down his mouth. You get back 6. Actually, if it doesn't heal enough, doesn't it stay?
It stabilizes me. It will not bleed out any further.
Yeah. So you're at like a 0.
Well, it heals 6.
Yeah.
Then I'd be at a -3. Does it heal me back up to 0?
No. You're just at -3. And you do not bleed. So he is still unconscious.
And I'm out of healing potions. And I'm broke. Thanks, guys.
I have money. We can go to the temple.
I have 12 gold and 7 silver. My unconscious form says.
Check on him.
Okay. Yeah, you'll heal him.
Which should take him to a 0 at a stabilization.
He'll heal double.
Okay.
You could rummage through his body since he's unconscious.
Poke him in the eye.
I'm not dead! It's not the same!
It might wake you up, though.
I'm not dead!
Well, the bodies
that are...
bodies that are still here, I'm gonna... Well, they're both unconscious. Well, you're back up?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to start looting the bodies that are left.
All right, do you want me to keep this, or do you want to actually write it down yourself?
You want me to write? Okay, I can do that.
Nathan never learned to write.
Or you can give it all.
Fool! He's into computers, he types.
Yes, damn straight, okay.
Breastplate, in the shape of a sneering monster.
Breastplate.
Sneering.
Sneer. All right.
Club with a spike.
Spike. E. Club.
Is that okay. E with two E's?
No.
Spike E!
A ring.
Ring.
Made of pure platinum.
Ooh. Platinum.
Is it magic?
Probably. A pure
You'll
platinum ring?
You'll have to find out when you cast detect magic, won't you? You
have to find out when you're conscious!
She is conscious.
A bag.
Oh, well, we miss fancy pants.
Okay.
Another bag.
You would.
Two bags.
These are about the size of coin purses.
I will, yeah.
One jingles, one doesn't.
Money.
Ching, ching!
And a cloak.
Temple, right?
Cloak.
Going to
On it is a...
Gonna get
fiery.
Healing.
Is a fiery yellow eye.
fiery yellow. Is it squishy?
No, it's just embroidered on there.
Oh.
Get our hopes up, man. Jeez.
Is it a blink?
You blink sideways!
It's a lizard man eye!
Quick, it's the conspiracy!
Over here, on this guy.
Uh-huh.
You will find his robe, which has got several stab and tear wounds in it.
Well, actually, it's got a slight puncture mark through it, doesn't it?
You find a spider going, hey!
He's gnawing on the guy's skull.
A signet ring. And a coin purse.
Ooh, coins.
Going to the temple.
And we're gonna get healed.
Healing. That's going hard. To the temple of the five gods.
Of the five.
Yeah.
Okay.
Temple.
This is the special musical edition of the game.
Yeah.
For those of you out there.
It's like the Buffy musical episode. This is the Andre musical episode.
Yeah, please don't.
I know what my song is.
Andre's like, no, stop that. Stop singing.
Down.
Stop that. It's got silly.
Right, stop that.
Well, you two are up and conscious. You can violate him as much as you want.
Really, yeah.
I think we should drag him down to the temple.
I agree.
I'm going to open the coin purses, the one that jingled and the one that actually is clearly a coin purse, and open them up and see how much money is in.
Time for treasure elemental.
Ah!
Inside, Mr. Creepy with Spiky Club Dude.
The bag that jingled?
The bag that jingled.
Mm-hmm.
75 platinum pieces.
75 platinum?
Nice sound effect at the right time.
Yeah, you hear that?
Hooray! It's like, ching! My eyes go, ching!
Two rubies. Roughly the size of your eyeball.
I don't know what they're worth. Our thief isn't here! Smeghead.
And a note written in the tongue of demons.
One note. Demon. I don't speak demon.
Where's my character sheet?
Maybe
I speak
half-life.
Is that close enough?
Huh? Elven,
they're all put together, though.
Okay.
It's written in this tongue, and it makes your stomach upset just looking at it.
Right.
In fact, you think the parchment may not be from animal hide.
Put that back in the bag.
That's fascinating.
The bag that didn't jingle on the same guy?
Yeah.
You get hit with a tanglefoot bag.
Oh!
You're now covered in sticky goo.
Don't open that! Oh.
Wouldn't we have recognized it, or does it just look like an...
I would.
You're stuck for a round.
I would. You wouldn't.
But, yeah, you went, what's this?
I'm like, sure. Don't open that! Bag.
Don't open that!
I actually
bag.
Have one in my inventory. Oh,
apparently Saucy is taking your body over at this point.
What's in the coin purse?
You're channeling
the coin
Saucy.
Purse from him.
The specific coin purse
is 50 gold pieces.
Okay.
Another ring. It looks similar to the ring he's currently wearing, mm-hmm. but it doesn't have the insignia on it.
Okay.
And it a small box. Tiny wooden box.
Don't open it.
No, really? Yeah, I'm gonna repeat yours. Ooh, what's that?
Open the ring. Gold piece.
My luck would be.
Yeah, facehugger comes out. Ah, damn.
But how did it fit in?
When did Warren Ellis start writing this?
Not a part of D&D.
That's what bags of holding are for.
Yeah. I've got a bag about this big. It holds about 10 cubic feet.
A rhinoceros. How did you get that in there?
I stretched the bag a lot.
And I gave it a straw.
Well, there's no air in there. So, you're like walking and there's like this straw sticking out of the bag and they're hearing... What's in the bag? Don't ask.
Okay, well...
Well, I'm going to drag him, or actually, how much do you weigh?
Not much.
Why are they
I've got my weight down at 137 pounds.
Yeah, I can carry you, like, no problem. I have a strength of 18. I'm just like...
I'm 5'6" and weigh 137 pounds.
And enjoy long walks in the moon.
Yes.
And
then the Capricorn.
All right, I'll take that into consideration.
As you guys walk out holding him, mm-hmm. you'll see that... Two of the same miscellaneous mooks are holding the halfling owners hostage.
Walk up behind them.
Well,
quite, it's more like...
They're against the wall.
More like that.
So we come out the door, they're like...
Yeah, yeah, you guys can do the... Both of you, you could do the... Didn't we kill them all? And they do the...
There was a crossbow on my body. There was a crossbow on my body.
Funk.
Go ahead, they have half cover from halflings. If you hit the cover, you hit the tavern owner. And you are technically firing into melee.
It is a light. I have a light. I do have a light crossbow.
So as of currently, we're looking at least a minus -8 penalty.
Oh,
so I'm at a minus -1.
Let's just go hit him on the head.
Natural one.
Son of a bitch! What the hell?
Okay. Well, luckily a minus -1 is bad enough that you don't actually fire effectively at them. And what you do here is a snap.
Sorry.
Don't drop the body.
When have I ever used it, really?
They will say, "We'll let them go if you let us live."
They don't wait for an answer. You were just too strong for the light crossbow. That's what it was. You
yeah, I grabbed it. I went, broke the string as I'm pulling it off his belt. Snap.
Did you put your armor on while you were up there, by the way?
No, my armor. I'm gonna leave him on the floor. Go back.
Wait, thunk.
Yeah, go back. Grab my armor. I gotta get a padded leather shirt one of these days.
What are you doing up there?
Chest hair, chest hair.
No, by this point you have none. At this point you are smooth as a baby's behind.
I am a smooth-bodied man now. All the hair is stuck inside the chainmail. So everyone's like, "Why is your armor brown?" That's my hair.
Oh. You're never going to be able to sell that chainmail.
Yeah. No one will ever buy that chainmail. Nope. No, I was
like, "Oh, we'll take a look. Not touching that."
All right. Well,
pick his. His unconscious body up. Take him to the temple.
They quickly run to get the guards.
Yeah, clean up our mess, please.
We'll clean up on aisle 5.
Well, we're going to need sleep after this. I need my full rest.
Well, the temple... there's
much
of course
is a platinum piece worth?
10 gold pieces.
10 gold.
10 gold pieces?
Uh-huh. So it's basically 750 gold.
Okay. Well...
Criminy. Crikey!
That well, we'll me. Go in.
Okay, as you guys are walking... As you hit the threshold, you stop moving. And Becca keeps moving forward.
Of what?
The church.
Why can't I go into the church?
That's a good question. But you...
That ring!
Were you carrying my head or my feet?
You take that signet ring.
Were you carrying my head or my feet? Because my end falls to the ground.
The robe.
It's probably
the thing with the eye.
That's just the cloak.
Okay, drop the cloak.
Suddenly I become a lot heavier.
The box. Now, I'm going to go through and everything.
Well, there's that note that makes your stomach squirm every time you look at it.
Forget the note.
What was that all about? I think I heard of something crack.
Yeah, you can see his nose.
It's kind of...
No, I'm talking about when he hit the ground.
It happens. It builds character.
Did you pick everything else back up?
Yeah, I picked up everything else. I'll put the note like someplace out of sight so someone else doesn't pick it up and carry it off.
An elderly priest, because they like to put old guys on graveyard shift.
Welcome to the Temple of the Fire. So, oh, my dear Lord, your blood.
Says, get off my lawn!
What are you doing in my temple?
Point to him.
You're be my daughter.
What daughter? You're a priest. You're supposed to be celibate.
Not these priests. In fact, it almost requires that priests be married.
Oh, that's right.
Because if your war god doesn't have any babies, then war doesn't go very long.
Well, I will pay for a moderate on him, which is 75 gold, so I'll pay him seven platinum pieces and 5 gold.
So far, you're up to 11 hit points. That's how many you heal.
You heal 11?
You heal 11.
Ooh, I'm actually awake at 8 hit points.
Well, suddenly you're on a cold stone floor.
Oh, is this the afterlife?
No. This is the temple, you get.
Well, I hope you're not. This is the afterlife, you're here.
You know it's not the afterlife if I'm here.
That's true. Did I go to hell?
No.
Well,
you're still alive.
What are you looking for?
Still alive?
I have 5 hit points.
Well, I can pay... You can do a cure series for 150, which is 3d8.
Did we win?
Yes.
Just do a moderate one.
I think I'll just lie here for a while.
Oh. You will heal 19.
So I have 24.
You all look terrible.
Can we shut
except for you,
off?
Right there.
Hey, we shut the
yes.
Down,
except for you. You look okay. What happened to everybody? You see, there was these guys. Well, they're kind of smears now, but there were these guys.
Can we also shut a couple more windows, maybe?
How many fingers am I holding up?
Those are fingers?
I think your friend may need another one.
Oh, dust. Cover your cup.
It's snowing.
I sneezed. I'm sorry.
Okay. So, if we go back and rest...
Kind of earthy now.
I'll have a few more.
But the dust never killed anybody. It might have hurt someone, but it never killed.
Are you sure you're all okay? I can do a little, yelling off the record if you're okay. If you need it.
She needs it. I'm fine. So thank you.
He is not nearly as effective as his scroll, so you will heal 10 more. And here goes his other one for the day. You'll heal 11 more.
Hey.
Okay. Oh, much better.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now, maybe that's off the record. Of course, I guess.
We will donate to your temple.
Yeah, I don't see a portion of it, so I don't care.
Lovely.
One of those gentlemen who attacked us had this wonderful note on him that blocked me from being able to come into the temple. It had some language on it that made me ill.
Must be harsh language.
Would you happen to know what might cause that?
Nope.
Do you happen to know anybody who might be able to translate
that? Do you happen to have a place where we can rest for a while?
Sure, we can pull you up a couple of bunks in the monk's room.
It would be lovely.
There's a college of wizards right up there. They could probably do wonders for you, but watch out. They tend to be a little snooty.
Really?
We are not snooty.
Shush.
Better off than everyone else. There's a difference. You are better. When you think you're better.
He's
you guys will walk into the monk's room, which is basically just a common hall with bunks set up. And
I am not a fever. I'm going to go to sleep.
Yes, you are.
All right. Now, if you'll kindly pause it, because now I need to take my pee break.
This podcast is supported by RPG Now, the leading source of indie role-playing games, with over 10,000 RPG titles from over 500 creators and publishers. There are new RPG treasures to discover every day at www.rpgnow.com.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
For more information, visit www.vorpalnetwork.com or www.canadiancrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. You can find us on the web at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven Podcast is a member of the Vorpal Network at www.vorpalnetwork.com. Gamers Haven and Thousand Monkey Productions are copyright 2008 and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Stop by our website to check out our actual play feed, fill out our feedback guest book, or hit us on the forums. Music on the show is used with permission by Joe Hero Band, www.joehero.com. And this has been a Thousand Monkeys production.
Friday night and we're headed for the drive-in. You were mad at something you thought of.
said, thought a night out with you and me and bees, you would make everything alright. Thought you might, like an Evil Dead marathon, watching Ash wreck and shop with his chainsaw. You were gone before he made it to the woodshed, and now I'm standing here alone.
This podcast is brought to you by
RPGNow.com, the leading source for indie RPGs on the web. Visit them at www.rpgnow.com and pick up a few PDFs for your electronic gaming shelf. They've got gaming products for D20, 4th Edition, Mutants and Masterminds, and a variety of other products as well. Check them out at RPGNow.com.
Hey, this is Daedrin.
And this is Chris.
And we're the other scouts of White Rock, and we really like listening to the Gamers Haven.
Dungeons and Dragons, Wizards College. This is the Vorpal Network.
Gamers Haven and the Vorpal Network, in association with Pinnacle Entertainment Group, present A Thousand Monkeys Production.
Deadlands. Enough room to die.
An actual play recording of Deadlands Reloaded. Available for download at www.CanadianCrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Our GM is appeased chocolate extra.
We have appeased our GM with Star Crunch.
If you're listening into this,
this episode brought to you by
Little Debbie Snacks.
Ow! I just step on you.
That was my door.
Well, watch where I'm putting my foot.
The snack cakes of the poor game player.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Well, now, they may be cheap, but I tell you what. In my opinion, most of their snacks actually taste a lot better than the closest ones I've had.
Not that we're dissing the donettes.
Yeah. Donettes.
The Italian donettes.
Donettes. We'll switch sides in mid-stroke.
Yes. Avanti!
You guys will be able to rest the night, and the monks don't try and beat you to death in your sleep, although they wake
up. Oh, that's sweet of them.
That they wake up and do the, oh, must have come during the night, whatever. But of course, you know, since monks get up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I will wake up, don my armor.
No must have anything.
Look at him and just be like,
roll out of the bunk onto the floor.
It's cold. Yes, it is.
You like to do your cats play with your string too?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, Karma loves it. Now I can't get them even on either side. It's always longer on one side. No matter what I do.
The monks are going through their daily process of praying, combat training,
eating in there anywhere.
Well, the pantheon is basically the war god, the love goddess, the harvest goddess, the luck god, the death god, and the sun god. And we asked for those who are counting, that was 6 deities, because in the 5, there are 6 deities.
I should play with my kitties when I get home.
We thought that was odd, but...
Right, stop that. It's silly.
We decided not to ask, because it would probably go on for several hours of explanation.
Yes, we need to go to the other street.
Oh, lovely.
After you guys have fresh combat wounds, you decide to go into the sewers, because that seemed healthy.
Now you said...
fresh combat wounds.
Now you said there was some parchment of some kind that was unable to be...
Yes, I hid it outside.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
And I couldn't go through the door with it.
What else did you find?
Show him the rings.
I
will show him one of the rubies.
But that's what I actually feel like doing now.
Good lord.
I will show him.
What's the signet on the signet ring?
Do you happen to have something like knowledge nobility?
This is me we're talking about? Yes.
Okay, go ahead and give me a roll.
Knowledge of Nobles plus 8.
She has one of the books. She has that
She's
book.
She's only that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let me roll so nothing one time. I okay. Cool. All right, 24.
Do you get to just decide?
What? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll take the
signet ring and go. Oh,
here. Tell you what.
That is House Kaator, the current ruling family of the city.
Let me go turn off the
This is the signet for House Kaator.
Oh my gosh! And do we know that it's?
Well, I will give you a nice little
mm-hmm.
a bit about them because I know
the
about
whole
them.
Heritage of the family.
I, of course, had to study it when I came to this place.
I want to put an ice pack on my tongue.
Oh. Yes, House Kaator, eh?
Yes, they're a powerful family, to say the least. They even have the gall to stand up to the Wizards College eventually. Well, sometimes.
I wonder if they've been causing any problems.
They are staunch members of the Five, and no one really ever questions their loyalty. They've got 12 children.
That's true.
Most of them are, of course, married off and have moved to their own separate areas. They go about their normal daily business of ruling cities.
Remember the lessons of your lineage.
Try to defend the
city.
Lovely!
Healed to the sky.
God?
No, just the narrator. Oh, nice. No, just the tutorial. Do we have a tutorial?
No, just to get beaten to death by high elves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Penis hat.
I don't know if she'll be able to finish it.
Pointy head of lawn darts. Anyway. Yes.
I need those.
Come back here.
Because he couldn't get you dice out of here, apparently.
He did.
Okay.
That's where it came from.
Well, just saw you go that way and come back with dice. I was like, dice right here, dude.
No.
You could have, like, you know, dice right. Yeah, okay.
Silence, sniveling worm! Oh, she has cooties. She can't touch my dice.
Can't be cursed any more than they were for Warhammer Fantasy last night.
I need twos. 5 ones. You sons of bitches!
Son of a bitch must pay.
So, do you have a praise?
Yes, actually.
What about that ruby he has?
Well, let's see. 18 on my praise.
At least 500 gold pieces worth.
Holy crap!
What?
The ruby in that new. Yes, that's probably about 500.
Well, there's our books for next semester.
And now there's one book for next semester. Knowing textbook prices. That's all the college students go, yeah.
So what are you?
No, gnomes are monsters now.
I'm a monster.
She's like, what? I'm like, I'm a monster.
I have a lair. Do you have a lair?
Do you have a lair?
I have a lair.
Okay. Right. Okay, let's. Oh, here.
Andrea.
See those four dice in front of you? No, you see there's six things here.
Abilities
or statistics.
Uh-huh.
Well, what's your guys' abilities?
Those are your governing items.
I don't care.
And right there's six of them. So, what you're going
to
do
try and find
is you're going to turn this over. Because you get to
the
sun
and
you need to roll these dice.
Oh, yes. Lovely.
Or six
Should
times.
We stock up on some more of
re-roll
those wonderful
one.
Healing potions or find us a nice...
Oh, I have a one.
Re-roll. If we can get ourselves a cure, a wand of cure-like wounds, can we use that?
Three.
Nope, it is not on your spell.
I'd recommend taking the highest three.
We'd have to have used magic device.
That's six times.
That'd be something that Michael's character would be great at.
What?
Use magic device.
Yeah.
Or bard.
No.
I mean, we'd have to.
That's one.
And actually,
I
use magic device as an aristocrat class skill, and I do have two ranks in it.
So you got
to. You only need a DC 20 to be able to activate it successfully.
Right. But there you go.
It is there.
Okay. So we should. Can we sell your ruby?
Plus the three. 14. Yeah, you can sell the ruby. No.
Was it a one?
I'm thinking we need to get a few more of those healing potions and other things.
Do we need anything else, or can we just get tons of healing potions?
Well, I have
magic armor would be nice.
I have four flasks of alchemist's fire, four tanglefoot bags.
That's 10.
Yes. Some healing potions would be lovely.
What?
Healing potions would be lovely.
We get some cure moderates with his ruby.
Roll the one.
Yes.
Roll the one. Yes, we can get cure moderates with the ruby. 16.
Well, here. Go buy cure moderates.
Well, here, do this with this one too.
Oh. I don't know that we need that many potions. We'll have a back full of potions.
So you are going to go sell the ruby and then come back with the gold? Because you're not sure how the liquidation services of the temple are.
Well, I was wondering if they would do exchanges or if we actually need to go sell
it. They prefer dice. Cold hard gold.
Don't drop the dice.
Okay, you would
better
probably
melt
be better
doing this. I get some statues.
Like you'd that? Probably be better
take
at negotiating.
Do this. Roll them.
Okay.
They seem distracted.
I've lost them both, but not all of them.
But Becca, there's another girl rolling up a character.
We're left with one. So far you have a 16.
I'm trying to get the attention of one of those guys, and they're not paying attention to me.
Dice are rolling, we're transfixed. Sorry.
I said you would be better at bargaining for, you know, trading the ruby, so I think you should do it.
All right. Be happy to.
Don't go lower than 400.
Of course not.
On each.
Yes, 17.
I'll get direct into the market. Where I can go sell these.
Five, okay. Right? You of course head to the market. Okay. There's a merchant. Oh, yes! I buy gems of all sizes.
I have two lovely gems I would like to sell to you, old me.
You're going
to
sign
them. Oh, fantastic. I love gems.
Let me see the book. I'll pull it to the section that you need.
Come on, fellow.
Yeah. Remember, everyone in this city has an awkward smile.
Each statistic.
So I said, you're not fellow now.
Has a description. It tells you what it affects.
Put one of them
and
down.
How it works. And based on those, we'll give you an idea of where you want.
Go ahead and give me a sense motive check.
Your numbers.
As
what
per
you
year.
Want to be stronger in.
Because you're going to have averages because you have a 10.
Yes, sure.
Which is an average.
That would be a 20 on that roll.
So.
Let's see. Wisdom. 6.
Okay, Becca.
Ruby.
Your inner,
so pretty.
Your inner dwarf sense. Maybe you should just hoard them.
You want to pick up?
You sense thinly veiled horror.
In the ruby?
No, in the merchant who's kind of looking at the ruby like, oh, he looks at it for a horror in a second and goes back to his smile like,
I return said goofy smile.
I need to go speak with my associates about how we want to deal with something like that.
Lee.
Lee.
Well,
I do believe we need to go to another merchant.
Do we leave then?
Yes.
Okay.
He seemed slightly horrified.
Maybe we won't be able to sell them at all.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, you guys walk probably a few stalls down, and you speak with this merchant, you plop it on there again. Let's see if he's any better at hiding it. No, he's much worse. Go ahead and give me sense of what is.
Oh, okay.
Strength, 13.
13?
22. Dexterity is your hand-eye
22,
coordination.
Okay.
Your
once again, both he's even worse at how do you he looks in sheer horror like
to jump away fast enough from him.
And he kind of backs away from the stall and says, I'm afraid I can't buy that.
Could you explain why?
Is there some reason? Is it too much or too
dark? I'm not allowed to buy gems of the noble house's belonging.
Oh, lovely. Well, you see, that's quite all right. It's quite all right. I'll take the signet ring out. See, we are, of course, we're authorized.
Your willpower and common sense.
This is our blessing to you, old bean.
Your highest number is 17.
Okay, that's a bluff.
So would you rather have strength?
16.
Or charisma, would you rather be very strong?
Well, okay.
Persuading people.
Does 750 sound good?
Because I'm so
750 sounds smashing.
I don't think me being very strong.
Let me get the coin.
You're 17. Oh, by the CHA.
We'll That's keep charisma. On for later.
Charisma is your
yeah, you
personality.
Will plunk I'll down the bag of coin.
Help me carry it.
Your hands on the
water.
Keep a firm grip on that.
If you guys would like to give me notice checks now.
I need to go to bed.
14.
Now, 42. How are you sending your stats? She's putting her 17 14. In charisma.
Yeah, because that's what persuasion
is.
To fling that.
No,
both of you. Well, you'll notice a group of odd individuals heading this way.
Very specific.
Lovely.
They look like city guards. They look like they're being led by a very pissed off looking noble.
It helps you in the process of persuading people. The question is, depending on what class you want to play, charisma may play absolutely no role in what your character
is. No, we'll come back for now.
Okay. There's very few character types that actually use charisma. Sorcerers use charisma to use it to cast spells.
We'll hide there, right under the grate. As long as they don't see us go down, we'll hide right there until they go away.
One of you guys needs to give me an initiative check.
Okay.
What's your initiative
I don't know
bonus?
Much about the gnomes, okay. So.
I'll do it then.
She's going to play a gnome?
Yeah. 19.
You play a gnome? Okay. Okay.
Okay.
What class are you thinking about?
Three steps behind you. Or three turns behind you. In order to successfully get away, you have to get up to a 7, basically off this dice.
I don't remember what
if they get down to a 0 off this dice, they have caught you. So. You have a number of ways you can decide to get through the crowd. You can either take the more physical route, which is based on strength, the more clever route, which is based on intelligence, or the charismatic route, basically encouraging people to get behind you. And each of these are based off of a skill. If you want to go with the strength, you'll also get to add your base attack.
Which should be a plus 8 for me.
Yeah, but you're not with us.
Yeah, but you're not with us.
Where is he?
If you wish to use your intelligence, you can also add any ranks and knowledges you may have. If you want to use charisma, then you go off of either diplomacy or intimidate.
I think for him it would be intelligence.
The intelligence one.
Yeah, for me too.
But I have an idea.
Okay, so. I'm always up for creativity. You guys go first.
Right. As we're going, I'm like, bag of money, please. Reach in, grab a pile, and throw it up in the air behind us.
Roll d20.
Why? I'm lost.
We're being 19.
Chased. Oh.
Okay. Well, you're like, ha! And you successfully gain on them. As people are like going, oh, money, money!
How much did we lose?
I grabbed just a handful, so I don't know.
Probably like 20 coins.
Okay. So you... roll a d20. 7 gold coins.
What are you? That's
it? Well, for a peasant who makes a silver a day, that's enough to, you
I'm
know.
A bard.
Right.
They have
to fight over.
Alright.
If there's one that suggest you...
They'll be using charisma intimidate when you see the noble pull out a hand crossbow and shoot one of the people who's in his way.
Good lord!
People and you
go ahead and give me your opposed check.
You're using my intelligence and stuff, so...
And so your
basically your knowledge
intelligence,
skill.
Your wisdom, and your charisma
what knowledge
don't
skill?
Matter.
Whichever one you want to use.
You.
Well, my that's highest is knowledge of Arcana.
Oh, I didn't.
So your ranks in that, plus the your intelligence, which basically is your knowledge.
What is, yeah.
Their woodsman is the best.
So that's a 23.
I do not suggest...
They will gain 1 on you.
Rogue. Sorcerer or wizard for your first game.
Yeah, because there's
as
lots
basically
of
you're like, ha ha, as suddenly the crowd kind of disperses as they go, and then the people have swarmed back in.
So is a ranger again?
Rangers are basically like fighters. They're basically their woodsmen, though.
As you see, this noble seems to have no regard
spend a lot
for
time out in the forest.
They know a lot more.
They have a lot more knowledge, but they're not as strong as a fighter. A fighter can take a much more of a beat.
Now, mind if you wanted to go creative ideas, I'm always open. Mm-hmm. Of course, always keep modifiers.
The ranger, though.
Okay.
Right.
Well, if you're curious about
positive
the ranger,
or negative,
just so you know. Gnomes do not make good rangers.
Right.
Well, they have a penalty to strength
because
of their size.
I am
good. Yeah,
and they have a bonus to their constitution. So they're like hit, you know, hit-wise or fortitude-wise against poison and stuff, they're good. But their strength is so low, you don't do a lot of damage.
I love gnome rangers.
And rangers are supposed to be, you know, agile.
One of my favorite encounters was gnome rangers who... The group was moving a group of cattle, and they were there to liberate the cattle.
Gnomes.
Go free my cows!
Gnomes are not really good for any sort of close range person to fight because of their penalty to strength. Halflings aren't either because they have a penalty to strength.
No, they stay next to you.
A halfling would make a good ranger because they have dexterity.
And we can't cast anything rangers, like fog for the most or part, like that.
You get to choose whether you want to be a close fighter with two weapons or if you
will
a bow. And so
as we are running along, I will. Are we still in the marketplace?
Yeah, very agile.
So assuming there are still some people milling about.
There's a higher chance that you
reason why you guys are still
close to you.
We haven't gone to like initiative because you're doing the
agility.
We're walking. We're trying to act civil. We're not at the full out running
because instead of taking. Bow, rather than using your strength.
All right, I'm going to go ahead
to affect
and
your roll. Like you'll see me rolling all
summon,
like 12 or 17.
Like summon up
say,
to CR 1.
I
summon 3 CR.
25.
One third creatures.
That's because you have a base attack bonus.
Sure,
that's
reasonable.
And
okay.
Then you add in.
I would like to summon essentially three tiny vipers, but I don't want any vipers just on poisonous snakes.
Oh no. It's not as hard as it seems.
Summon some of those and basically summon them into the crowd to try to cause a bit of chaos.
Okay. So use your strength.
Go ahead.
When you're firing from a distance, you're using finesse to make sure that you can
you
leave them.
Add?
You know, because when people are moving, you have to leave.
And go ahead and
because
add
they have to move into the shot. So
three.
You're using your agility, your dexterity to hit.
Because
so.
You're much better.
That would be a 29.
Button
okay, you do indeed. Go back up to 4. Yeah. There, once again, just going
to
attempt to bull rush through.
It's just, you'll notice once you actually prepare your maiden, when you actually try to play, you will notice that certain abilities and certain classes do not work well together.
Okay. You do indeed maintain your lead.
27.
Oh, yeah. It's now back up to you guys.
Alrighty.
You want to play a ranger.
Go around the corner and cast grease.
Well, I want the one that will play the best.
Cast grease behind us.
Play the best or play the easiest. The best and the easiest would probably be
32.
Barbarian.
Natural play. Is that what you roll?
I'll go ahead and give you 2 because basically I turn the corner.
probably the easiest to play.
This turn they'll. As their last thing they're going to be able to do, they're going to basically shout at you to stop.
It's like, you know, usually it's basically somebody who's uncivilized, uncultured.
No!
Right? They can right. Speak. But
they shouted
like,
us to stop,
like,
and I go, thieves! And run.
Alright. You success, basically you guys
how
get
were,
to
they were
a
guys
great, and you guys do
the Vikings, how they came in out of nowhere, you know, plundered.
In, go, 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 fast.
For the longest time, you know, people really...
As I go up, I toss up the,
because, you know,
toss up one of the
barbarians
bags
came in
under the
rate. Things. That's essentially what
it was. Granted, it won't last long, but
just in case there's one dark match.
They have a constitute, they have to start off with 12 hit points plus the constitution, so they have more hit points than anybody else.
That's really scary.
They're big and nasty. And they do this thing called rage.
Luckily, I remember
combat, where you can increase.
But he's now 2
stone
down.
So you hit more and do more damage.
Even though, could I still be a gnome?
I've seen gnome barbarians. They're funny.
They're usually called kneecap breakers because that's about the only thing you can hit.
Yeah, you can be the best classes for gnomes. If you look,
in
the actual
plop
of the gnome,
down into muck. Although one thing you can definitely tell is that this entire place is alive with
specialist
people.
Class.
This is easily another town beneath the town. As you can see, that there are little tents set up, and there are actually doorways and broken off passageways in there. People walk around. They are not the clean, happy, smiling people. These are more like the
bard.
Someone just jumped into it, trying to find a poo.
The best class for a they really
so. No time to complain now.
So we should,
if you're actually going to play, it's probably going
to
be with the same game
the area
that we already have a bard.
You're better at that than I, I'm afraid.
That'd be a joke.
I'd recommend a different race. If for your first time, really honestly, I'd recommend playing a human.
Could you use survival?
Human's the easiest to play.
Survival would be more like picking her way through and being able to pick up sewer rats.
You can always, when
right now, she's trying
up,
to orient herself.
Not your race.
Right.
Oh. But you can change your class. The thing is for your first time out, I'd recommend 12. Playing a human. Humans are the easiest thing to play. You can't
see
in the dark.
Hour, so
you don't have to worry about bonuses to your poison and stuff like that. Because if you look, there's all those modifiers that you have to take into account. That's really tough to do the first time, too. Human, basically what they do is you get an extra ability at first level.
Yeah.
You get extra points when you level up.
He's probably sitting there looking for the note.
Then I'll be
and he'll hold a piece of paper and go, ha!
And then choose whatever class you want to. Yes.
From the grate in the street. You're looking for the parchment out in the street.
Yes.
From the sewers, you see.
Hello.
What happened to you guys?
Noble with some guards came after us in the marketplace. We managed to lose them.
Why did guards come after you in the marketplace?
Well,
come down here, we'll tell you.
Yes, why don't you come on over here?
Parchment?
Yeah, you got your parchment back. That's basically
why don't you come over here, old bean? We'll fill you in.
Crawl down into the...
Yes, lovely smell, trying not to focus. Now, apparently, I did sell one of the rubies. We kept the other one, but apparently these are directly belonging to some to the noble houses. Yeah. And merchants around here are not big on violating their trust. So, probably something, and might have to do something in me impersonating one of that nobles to sell it. But
I've gotten very good at the arc shot.
Yes, but we did manage to sell one, but we haven't bought any more potions.
We managed to sell one for 750 gold or so.
Well, they don't know you're associated with me, so give me the money and I'll go buy the potions.
Okay. It's actually going
to
do, be...
exercise caution, of course, there were several of them. Managed to lose them in the marketplace, though.
You only
well, I will go out a different
743.
Grade. That's fine, I've got 75...
Oh, no, we've been wandering around here for several hours.
I still have 68 platinum pieces on me, but I don't say anything about that. You guys.
You go into the marketplace, and the best
thing you
could
have 700
say
and
this area is quarantine. That's a good word to
well,
describe
no, I'm going. I'm not going to the marketplace to buy potions. I'm going to the temple.
Okay.
I will go out a different grade from where I went in, though. Come out.
Well, you walk out and you hit the wall again.
I turn around, look at you, who's in the grate, drop the paper down the grate.
Oh.
Yeah, then turn around and walk
that's
back.
That's dreadful.
Ew. Make up your character's name. Just put in a new pack. That way you don't have to touch it.
There, you can put your.
You don't have to make up your name and
I have an empty scroll case. Put into that.
Well, I'm trying to think of something easy she can do right now.
I will go in and I will buy. You have 743. I'll chip in 7 gold, so we have 750. I will buy 10 cure medium potions. Or cure moderate potions. I will hand them the bag of gold and the 7 gold.
10, so that's 1,500.
10.
Oh, no, 75. Yeah, right.
750.
Math.
No,
it's hard.
Not cure serious, cure moderate.
Math is hard.
Well, they hand them over and say, well, we're out of potions. Come back next week.
Whoa!
Will do. Take the potions and turn around and drop a couple gold in the donation box.
Yes, of course. Blessings of the five, whatever. Get out.
Well, they're counting the 750 gold they have. They're like, yeah, whatever. You have no pile.
So, do you think we need another statue?
Yeah, we totally need another statue.
Totally.
What do you guys think?
So, how much do we get?
Huh? We get 10.
Yeah,
so
but how many do we get?
3, 6, 9. 3 each, and then there's one
extra
left over.
For you, since you're the fighter man.
Yeah, I'm the person that stands up and goes, hi, hit me! Not so hard!
So you guys are sitting in the sewers, and people are like, hey, get out of my way! Creepy bag ladies that are walking up and down the passageway.
Actually, you know what? Can I trade your seats?
Mm-hmm.
You're sitting on the sewer. That's so funny. Just have my chair.
Let me see. Is this like a marketplace, too?
Oh, yeah. It's just an underground marketplace.
Those are dwarves.
Well,
okay, humans,
as well as housing
see,
and,
the only
well,
get
basically imagine a small city of hobos.
And they get 4 extra
suits. Lovely.
At first level.
What do they sell?
Keep a hand on your purse.
So now,
well, there's one place that even actually managed to scrounge for science called Junk and Stuff.
Your class. So the first thing we need to do is decide which class you want to
sell. How do you walk in? Imagine like a Jamaican
ranger there.
Like, hey, man.
Do you still want to play ranger?
It's flushed down into the sewer.
That he's got a random collection of crap. It's really just a bunch of junk.
Your con
and
your
stuff.
Deck.
Yeah, it's definitely an eclectic mix of merchandise.
You'll want to put at least a 14
in
wisdom.
Is there Any sort of...
And you'll want the 16s and 17s in those
tavern, tavern, or...
So.
Hey, if you're looking for a place to stay, you can go to Marcy's Flop.
A ranger that shoots a bow, or do you want to be a...
Sounds lovely. What are the chances of us being waylaid by brigands while there? And have happened to us the other night.
Oh, they left earlier.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, he knows about the brigands.
Where they have two weapon fighting, which is they have
one hand and a
shorter bow.
Well, you see...
They're offhand and they swing.
A friend of ours has been, shall we say it... Well, kidnapped, and we are trying to find...
I don't know all the information.
Close, no,
down at the flop, that's where they stayed.
You want to bow? Okay.
That's where
so
they
you
stayed.
Want to put your 17 all right,
let's in your go. Well, thank you very much.
16 on, and 16 is
down. Yeah, give him a gold piece. Lovely.
Best customer!
Don't tell anybody.
So now you have a 10 and 11.
It's our last gold piece.
Intelligence?
Got it.
Love.
I would put... I would, well, 10 or 11.
Go ahead,
whichever one you wish. Just
so you guys are kind of walking along. You guys are walking along, and just as you guys are walking away, you can even stuff. They're loaded!
At a certain point.
And suddenly every commoner or person kind of looks over and kind of. You suddenly.
Talking about them, pointing at random people that way.
And when you raise that step from 11 to 12, you actually get a.
That one over there!
You're like this right here. If you love seeing them up to level 3, that's the first time you get an attribute bonus. You get a plus 1 to add your statistics. You add it to that 17, becomes an 18.
And we scurry on.
Your armor modifier.
We scurry on with
somebody's flop.
So it makes the flop better at what that skill is added to.
Okay.
So all your that modifier adds to all your skills that use dexterity, gives you a plus 1 to your rolls.
I get 1 up and 1
rolls,
down.
It adds a plus 1 to that.
That's a D2.
It goes up by 1. So, and 11, the way it goes is every odd stat, like you have 12, 13,
in there. 13, 16,
17, 18, 18, 19. So every time you have an odd
female,
stat,
the female, the female.
This was
there are no female minis.
She was scantily clad.
Turrigan! It's a werewolf killer!
Every other even number past 10 has a bonus of plus 1.
So, which is better? We're so lucky that we're decided to go ahead.
We have a cardboard cutout with us.
Intelligence would be your best bet because when you put your intelligence
cardboard cutout with
12,
us.
And you have a plus 1, you get to add that additional to your skill point.
Hello! Shoot the cardboard cutout, not me!
You guys walk in, and it's literally just a bunch of cots that have been crammed into a room.
It only affects how their ability to...
Inside is a... Despite the grime and muck of a place, relatively attractive woman in her early 20s.
Class,
although she is quite heavily armed, as you may notice.
Hello!
She has her hair pulled back, and as soon as she sees you guys, she kind of gets this panicked look on her face, and she begins running back into this area.
Oh no, we don't mean you any harm! Hello? Hello, we have some money. Hello.
Yeah, we're armed to the teeth. Richling was
so is she.
The cardboard cutout speaks. Lovely. hello. Hello.
Okay.
Are you going to follow?
Reflex check.
hello. Reflex. Ah.
Who needs reflex?
That's a. Where is my reflex?
You need a 17.
It is a 17.
Reflex. Okay, so it's plus 4.
Okay. So let's go ahead and go to the next part. Now, that's, you're going to write a plus 2 in that box. I'm sorry, plus 3 in that box. Plus 3 in that box, plus 3
what
in that box.
What is that? A green room?
A pit.
Oh.
Help you!
Plus 0.
Okay, good
plus
joy.
2, plus 0.
We don't mean you any harm! Cheeky woman!
Okay.
You
hear her call back? Oh crap!
For your starting hit points, but you add.
Oh crap! You don't even know who we are.
You're bathed. You're from the upworld.
Yes, of course, from the upworld, but we have for a reason, and it's not involve giving you bodily injury.
Bodily injury.
There are very few reasons why I would come down here to be up to my ears in muck.
You sound like a noble.
I am a noble, but not from around here!
I don't trust nobles! I can't do female.
I don't trust nobles!
I'm not a noble from around these barbaric parts! I'm a noble from some other... I'm a noble from... Where the hell am I? I can't remember now. I give you my word that we have nothing to do. We will not be doing anything to you.
I'm not talking to a noble!
Okay.
Right, barbarian!
Can't you jump over it?
Me light smashed up.
Is that what you want me to say? I'm not a barbarian.
She won't talk to me. Apparently, I'm too hoity-toity.
Well, listen to the way you speak.
What's wrong with the way I speak?
No one's had any problems. It's like your nose is so far up in the air, you can sniff from, the ozone.
From outside. Are they married?
Whack!
Meanwhile, what are you doing while we're arguing?
I'll walk up to the pit. And towards the edge of the pit. I'm sorry to bother you. Please excuse my friend. Yes, we are from the upside. We don't mean you any harm. We need help. We're looking for someone who's down here.
Did you roll around in muck?
Shut up. You're not helping.
Go sit down.
Put his baby over there.
Sit I don't care.
Down.
Very well, I'll go over here.
Good boy.
Feed me like a dog.
Can I roll for handle animal?
I don't believe you. Show me some proof.
What kind of proof do you want?
That you're not going to kill me. Throw your weapons across the pit.
Across the pit?
Not bloody likely!
How about a piece of money instead?
Piece of money? How broke do you think I am? I run an establishment.
I take out one of the platinum pieces and flick it down the hallway. Platinum has a very unique sound as it bounces off of stuff. Ba-ding, 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 ba-ding.
Maybe
holy shit!
Maybe she'll
as I said, money. There goes all my money. Thanks, guys.
Oh yeah, Mr. 67 left.
I tried to simply parley with the woman. You're being totally unreasonable.
Will you talk now?
What do you want?
We need help finding someone. We need information.
Okay, I can give you information from here.
That's fine. One of our friends went missing. A little short halfling. Describe him. And one of our other associates went missing. A kobold, describe him. I know all kobolds are the same, but I'm pretty sure kobolds don't come down here very often.
Be surprised.
They went missing.
They all look the same.
About a day and a half ago now. And we were told that they would be in this area. So, being not from here, we thought we'd come and inquire for help because we were told this is the place to come.
I haven't seen any halflings or kobolds.
We were told that some brigands stayed here the other night.
Oh, that's true. We were told that. They're not brigands, you
dope. They are brigands. I am not having this argument with you now.
Vagabonds, rogues, ruffians, thugs.
Brigands!
They're not brigands. Brigands are roadside thugs. Brigands are the people who attack you on the road. You goit.
And now you're just being patronizing.
Yes, I am.
Anyhow, ask her about the brigands.
Yeah, they're still standing here. They're going to be back any minute.
Hey, lovely.
Speaking of which,
fuck. Turn around. Okay. Well, he's pulling those guys out. Let's go ahead and. I see little boxes.
What the hell?
On the side.
I point the wand at the.
Oh shit! It's the wizards.
I point the wand at the head of the guy at the head of guy in front that pops through the door and like, how would you like to be turned into a toad?
The boxes that are empty next to.
This is another mystery check.
What you're gonna do is you're gonna look at the list and you're gonna beat them off. Just put something in the box, okay?
I'm
you guys have wonderful timing.
25.
Okay. Be a wonderful
are you ready?
Timing.
I'm gonna read down your skills.
We're looking for the brigands. Oh, you mean those?
Empty boxes. Okay.
Ethan,
first skill.
That would have happened no matter 18. When we got there.
Climb.
18.
Becca.
Is it Mark?
Just put something in the loot box. Okay. Concentration.
Thug.
Craft.
Oh shit! There's people here.
Handle animal.
I don't know how you write this stuff up.
Height.
I don't know either.
So that's a 6.
Okay.
Jump.
Mm-hmm. Mark, there are three
noise boxes.
Holy crap! He goes before everybody. What? I'm never surprised.
Okay. That's a 22.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I got one more.
I got
triangle.
A 25.
Yeah, nice.
Okay.
I'm just rolling their initiative, man. Good lord. Nathan.
Okay, I'm done with my draw now.
Did they say kill him? Is that what they said? About us?
Yes!
Okay. Well, I will turn around and I will magic missile the guy in the front then. For 2 points of damage.
Owie!
Kill us, will you? Okay.
Who's the boss? Now, the guy in the back?
And these three bosses?
Yep.
And that little line right there on the first one?
He successfully tumbled.
That's right. Dungeoneering.
Where am I?
Right there.
Oh, that's me. I look like one of them.
Possible crit with his dagger. You will crit because you have an AC of 11.
Okay.
Okay, so you get 2d4.
Knowledge, knowledge, and the little parenthesis, right?
And 2d6 for sneak attack because you haven't gone yet.
Leave me alone!
The last one, the knowledge, is nature.
Two, so. Seven.
Good thing we bought those here.
14 points of damage.
Next skill is listen.
Now you need to give me a fortitude save.
Silently.
Trying to poison a dwarf. Yeah, that's right.
Profession.
Okay.
Right.
Becca, it's your turn.
Fine. Survival. Swim. And use rope. Okay. Next thing we're going to do is up in the spot tracker. I need you to write 4. And then write 2.
Okay. You weren't expecting to tumble up like that.
It was 2 more than the first one.
Ethan.
Okay. Now, what that means is every box has got a...
Just a moment.
Box built. You can put up to 4 points in them, which gives you a total of 4. So you'll see where it says ranks. That's where you write how many points you want to put up.
How big is it down here? How much space do we have? I mean, how high are the ceilings, that sort of thing?
It's about maybe 8 feet tall.
But because you're a human, you're going to make an extra 4 points. So you have 28 points to assign to your skills. Huh? Now, if there's any skills you have any questions about...
It's hard to not look at the dice when you go to check out.
Now, if there's any skills you have any questions about,
just right there.
And we'll see what we can...
So Mike does at hometown.
Okay. But any skill that does not have...
Don't go to Gen Con.
Those boxes filled in?
Boom.
Those are called class spots. You still have to spend...
Yeah, you want
to
buy a pitcher full of dice?
But...
Gen Con, 35 bucks.
It only gives you 2
really?
Points. Because they're cross-class. You don't, they're not skills that you learn.
It's not bad, except
so it takes you twice
can't,
as much effort
you can't
to
pick them out. It's all random what you get.
So I'm talking like 55-gallon trash cans full of dice that you scoop out.
If you want to hand-pick them, how much is it? It's so like twice as expensive.
You have 28 points to spend. And those are all your skills. Maximum of 4 ranks in a skill.
You
want to put in this.
Would I have enough room to summon a hippogriff?
Yes.
I summon a hippogriff.
Oh, are those the flying things?
Yes.
I do fly.
Part horse, part griffin, part...
using one of my... Part using horse, part my, griffin. One of my summon
back
monster
legs,
2 spells.
The back legs, if I remember correctly, are...
This is about the only thing legs. That I have that takes up the appropriate amount of space.
Back legs are horse legs, front is like a griffin. Right? Hippogriff?
Eagle.
Well, a griffin. It's like a griffin.
And actually, it would be a...
What's in it?
It would be a large creature, so it takes up
is it
10.
Open?
It takes
a
long, up 2 by 2.
It's a long.
3.5 didn't do that. But.
Actually, I can show it to you if you'd like.
That's fine.
I want to see it too now. What is it?
It says trap and stuff in it.
It's a small little treasure chest I got from a game.
150 and a ring. Ooh, a armor.
One of them says trap.
That's two fascinating. I summoned it right there in front of the door.
Okay.
Here, you want to look at it?
Yeah.
Sorry, it has to go around the table.
That's fascinating.
It's
tries to
right
claw
now.
The thing person in front of it with a 15.
That'll hit the poor senseless mook.
She goes, oh!
Takes 6 points of damage.
That doesn't matter. He's a mook. Mind you, they're high DPS mooks, but they're mooks.
Okay.
Are you ready to do your skills?
First one, tumbles in. Attack for opportunity. Who wants to take it?
The hippogriff. that is standing right there, in fact.
Goes, hi!
Here. Okay.
16.
Okay.
Anyone else?
Yep, here comes the second one. Does it have combat reflexes?
Probably not. No.
Okay, then who's next?
I'll do it.
Go for it.
Come on, swing, swing, swing!
The minions go marching. Oh, okay.
I do have a staff!
Well, he can do an attack of opportunity, too.
Yeah, he can. I'm waiting to see if he does it. It's just funny when the wizard starts beating things.
16!
Yep.
Punk!
I can't do anything with my axe, but he can hit stuff with his staff.
No one else has any attacks left, so...
Is she at a stopping point? Is she at a stopping point?
Well, as soon as she gets her skill points down.
Oh, okay.
Then we'll just write a little bit more. She'll almost be done.
Okay.
Alright, they will both get stabs, so, but they don't have sneak attacks.
I want
that
to be...
Maybe even 11!
Okay, so one stab.
Okay, how many points do you want to put in?
3 points of damage.
Max, I can put in 4. Okay.
Yeah, so if you want to put in max, put 3. 1, 4.
Should top I around Nathan. Is it better to...
I will move 5 foot step and swing. That is a 15.
Did you 15? Will miss.
Oh,
you did not flank him. Because he's a rogue and he's a bastard like that.
Yeah, 15.
Okay.
Yeah, 15.
You will miss him.
Okay.
As he dives in the other way.
Max points.
You don't
have to do any class skills have points in them.
A 15 doesn't hit him?
Nope. Skills that are going to be important for you.
Does he have any damage yet?
5.
He will drop his dagger. Quick draw another one. This one's also coated in goo.
Spot.
And he will stab the man behind him.
19.
That doesn't matter.
He critted on you.
Nat 20'd on you.
He nat 20'd on me?
Right there.
You goit.
Alright, that's going to be a total of 8 points of damage, and you need to give me a fortitude save as the nice green ichor hits your blood.
Did you take off your money that you used?
That is a 15.
Alright, nothing this turn. He's only got 3 more daggers.
This turn.
So does he lose a dagger every time he stabs?
Yeah, he drops it.
Drops it, because he's only got... The poison only works on one hit.
What reflexes do these spells have? Or reflexes, what saves do the spells have?
10 plus your intelligence modifier plus spell level.
I want to know, which...
Oh, so, you'll have to name it off for me.
Hi.
What about sleep?
That's a will.
No, that's not the box you want right here. You want to put your ranks...
I'll try that one.
And the sleep right here. So,
Do you wish to cast defensively?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll probably not, but
you
I'll
need
try
a 16.
It. I might get lucky.
Okay.
No.
Just go ahead and...
He will take his attack opportunity on you.
Uh-huh.
He will just hit. Thank goodness for weapon finesse. You take 5 points of damage.
And move silently.
Move silently.
Okay, now you can make a concentration check, DC 21.
Okay.
And you still get it off. Because
I had a plus 8, so...
Yep, yeah. That's a 23. Alright, first we start with the largest hit die, which is him. He will pass, so then it moves on to the next smallest hit die. Or next one. And 2 hit die won't affect anyone else here. Well, crap, this is starting to get some quick. I was just trying to sleep, man. Okay, Ethan.
Took
out 2, cheater.
Yeah.
Well, cheater.
So basically, we're facing the actual named guy.
Yeah, he does have a name. Haven't learned it yet, but you do have do know his name. Well, you have to ask in an intimidation type of way.
Well, who are you?
You're the more intimidating one, old bean. As the hippogriff takes a swing.
You're falling asleep, aren't you?
I'm tired.
Well,
yeah.
She's texting, so let's go ahead and stop. Stop where we're at with your character.
Yeah, because
at the rate that you're going with the
full attack on him.
Sorry.
It's okay. 2 claws and bite. The claws are the main one.
The next time you come over, you can work on a claw.
Okay, cool.
So the claw, that'll be a 24 on both claws.
Yes, once, I believe that'll hit.
And a 16 on the bite.
16 will miss.
Done, the next time I run a game with Rachel playing, which will be Rachel, Ethan, and Becca. So far, I don't know.
If Michael's not playing,
I'm not going to invite Michael. 9,
13 damage.
And then, you can join.
Total.
And that's try it out.
Ow.
If you like it, then you can do what
I'm
she did.
I'm a rogue.
A miniature and then jeweled over dice. Because there are some pretty dice out there.
There are actually dice.
I'll move up and go. Best to surrender now, old bean.
Okay.
He will completely agree at this point.
Best surrender now, old bean.
Okay, sorry I stabbed you. You went first.
You went first.
I'm not gonna die for this.
And what is this?
We are looking for a friend of ours.
I know exactly who you are. You're not completely covered in shit, only halfway up. So I assume you're from the upworld, and I assume you're probably the angry wizards.
Yes, we're not. Very angry.
He may be angry. I'm not very angry. What's that?
She was, like, standing on my flip-flops, and I was trying to put them on while she...
Okay.
Yeah, Ezra's, I thought they were fine. Oh, this isn't right.
Okay. So, how do we want to do this?
You all tell right. us where, or lead us.
I can tell you where.
Fantastic! It's hungry! Pointing at the hippogriff.
It's there for, like, two or three more rounds, and then it goes poof.
Like... Keep it here.
You go straight down that way until you get to the sewage dump area.
Like I said,
they're on a little platform.
Come over and hang out whenever you like. It's not like wherever.
Platform. How many are there?
We only kidnapped two of your friends.
Well, yes, I wanted to know if there's anyone guarding them.
Yeah, there is.
How many are guarding them?
Two. Just two.
Just two. Lovely. Well,
let me go get some rest. We'll see you guys later.
Well, waylay.
Mm-hmm. Waylay?
Well, we found out where they are.
Yeah. Ow!
Until he falls unconscious. I'm just doing subtual damage.
Ow.
Ow. Ow. Oh, finally.
Just a little more.
Okay.
Okay.
Who's gonna clean up the blood?
Are you rather inhospitable? You can afford to buy a
chuck another
bloody
platinum piece over there.
What do you?
I'll clean up the blood.
What are you doing? Only gave her one. I thought that was your last one anyway.
Yeah, I got that one off that body right there.
And I like a rug.
Now, she's better than you do.
Rugs lie. I thought they just hung it up on walls. Nathan's doing very kinky things to Becca. She's now moaning and groaning at the table.
Yeah. Done, bye.
I'm trying to fix her back. She's having back problems. But I'm not the massage therapist. No, he is a drill. So.
Yes, how dare he have a life other than gaming?
Yeah, what's up with that?
How dare he? Well, you guys now have the coordinates. You've pummeled this gentleman into unconsciousness.
Rightfully so. Good show, old bean.
Can we loot him?
No. Okay. We're not going to loot him. We'll loot the dead bodies and drag the dead bodies out into the street.
He has poison daggers. Those might be useful.
Fine. Take his daggers, but don't take anything else off of him.
So you want to take the three daggers that he has on him?
Yes.
Okay.
Without touching the blades.
One of them, you'll find, it has the same sticky green...
I will point out, these are the ruffians...
But it seems
who
like
the poison
poured into the sheath rather than on the blade. You just stick the blade in like that, and it's quicker to get the blade back.
I believe right now I can.
And the last two are daggers that he appears to actually fight with.
He did surrender.
Yes.
These are like curved blades.
He didn't really hurt
made out
of
brass rather than steel.
That's so they break.
I would just hate to have him come back later and, do nasty things to us.
Well, if he comes back later and tries to do nasty things to us, then we'll kill him because we'll have broken our trust.
Those are his actual fighting
tools. I'll leave those for him. I just want the one with the... So just
I will yield to your sense of honor, old bean.
Yeah, I know. Scary, isn't it? First time I've seen it.
Okay, yeah, I'll just take that one.
Okay.
Hello. Let us go see if we can find our friends.
Alright, I assume you guys have, like, some sort of... Well, I wouldn't say torch, because having an open flame in a sewer might not be the best idea.
Woohoo, methane!
Light, continual light.
Okay.
Spell. That's a zero level spell, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Light, yeah. Light is
okay, so
yeah,
let's light. See.
Basically, it's cast it on pebble and carry it around. Actually, one of the best things to do is cast it on. If you have a ring with a stone on it, turn it around so it's calm. Cast it on the stone. So if you need to shut the lights out, just close your hand.
All right. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, so this is about to where you guys can see. You guys get into, it's obviously a sewage dump area. The blue area that's shaded in is water. There's kind of a wall.
Maybe it should be green.
I need green for this whole area. So these appear to be basically giant tubes that are empty crap right in there. Even those green squares that you see count as difficult terrain and require a balanced DC 10 to get across.
And kind of double movement, you know? And,
yeah.
And, okay. Do they provide cover?
Unfortunately not.
Well, it's only difficult terrain.
Yes.
If you fail your reflex, you...
Go into the drink.
Fall. If you fail by 5, you go into the drink. Oh. But this is a balance, not a reflex. So for those who are wearing
the
armor...
aftertaste!
For those who are wearing armor, yes. Armor check penalty goes into this.
My whole negative 1.
Chain shirt is a what? I think armor it's a minus two, and you have a shield?
No.
Okay.
I don't have a shield. No. The reason why I have an AC of 19 is because I get a +2 to my armor.
Oh, yeah, turtle.
My pet.
Alright.
My familiar.
You guys are... Well, you can't really see him from this point. It was a bit better lit back in Civilization.
Check.
Can we walk over the pipes, or do we have to go on the green squares?
The green ones, the pipes really don't give you enough movement to be able to get over there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, in order to get past the first pipe, you need to give me a balance check.
Yeah, nat 20. I'm like, whoa. I pull out a little unicycle.
You're used to dealing with shit.
8.
Ooh.
5.
You fail by 5.
8.
Okay, hold on.
You got an 8.
Okay, so you're prone, actually, right here. So the man in armor is the only one who made it back.
I'm like, I hear.
5, 10, 20. 5, 10.
Turn around.
20. Okay, so Nathan, you see the vague outline of that.
I'm like... I didn't want to see that. Oh, you're going... Oh, and the aftertaste!
Does anyone speak giant?
No.
I speak orc.
You guys hear, and from across the room, ooga, ooh.
That's not good.
As you guys need to roll initiative, as the ogres have spotted you.
Well, they're speaking giant?
That's what ogres speak.
That's what ogres speak.
Really?
Yeah. 15 for me.
15. Nathan?
26.
26. Becca?
5.
Okay. And this is going to be, hopefully, the final combat of tonight, otherwise, unless you guys decide to pick a fight with someone. Like nobles. Okay, the ogres move as quickly as ogres do on a 3. Nathan!
I really didn't want to see that. Well, I'm going to hold my ground and be like, well, do I really want to piss him off by shooting him with a magic missile? Actually, you know what? I'll turn around and I'll help her out of the...
You'll pull her short.
Yeah.
Thank you.
She will still have to spend her movement action, but she still has a standard she can do.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm shining the light. I've turned to shine the light down so you guys can see the ogres.
Ethan.
I'm prone. yeah.
You can still cast a summon thing.
Yeah, I'm going to, if I can, I'm going to use my wand to summon a water elemental in the drink there.
Oh, that's going to be a four sad water elemental. He comes in like, he's like blue water when he starts and slowly turns.
Is this high up off the ground?
Yeah, it's kind of suspended up off the ground.
Lovely, it goes over here. It swims 90 feet.
Okay. Becca?
That's a standard action. Can I cast a spell?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm casting mage armor.
Good idea.
I don't know how much armor that gives me because I don't think I've ever cast it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. As it seems completely unfazed by the grime, as though it's used to living down here.
Of course it is.
And you guys hear a wonderful spoosh noise.
Gives me 4, which means 15, not a
14. Okay, and he enters your vision right about there. There's a second one. This is probably the best you can guess, maybe a mated pair of ogres.
Oh, and one of them's female? Oh!
Cream corn.
They're even worse than the males.
Cream corn.
Oh. Does he have to...
Does she...
She walks next to this guy. Does this guy get an attack of opportunity?
Because the facing on it's 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it goes 2 squares, so it would move into his...
Actually, you should probably whack it as she's moving, so move her a couple squares back. Oh, heavens, yes. Its AC is what?
17.
17? Yeah, it'll just hit. 8 measly points of damage.
Okay, still there.
Ooga, ooga! Ooga, ooga. Chaka, chunga. Anyway. Nathan, it's wanting to get friendly.
I don't want it to get friendly. Right now would be a great time to have a fear cast spell.
Can I roll for handle animals?
No. I don't think it's going to work on this.
But you can't cast fear. Ogres cause fear.
Well, these ogres don't cause fear.
Although these do appear to be kind of smaller and kind of runtier ogres, since they appear to have, well, malnourished. Like they grow into her.
Well, unfortunately, I'm going to have to take my 5-foot step to get up to it, which means it's going to whack me.
No, a free 5. Free 5 should not provoke attack of opportunities here, regardless.
And I will... I will hit him. Or try to hit him with a nat 20.
You will crit, then.
Nine plus 8, 17 points of damage.
Oh! Oh! Nathan, you look as though you have angered it.
No kidding! Well, now you guys don't have to worry about getting hit.
Ethan!
I send my, my weasel forward to touch him, and I cast Enlarge Person on him.
Ding!
I need it for a moment now. So you, for the next 5 minutes, gain a +2 to your strength, -2 to your dex, and a -1 on your attack and AC.
So my AC drops by 2.
Basically.
So I have a 17. And a -1 to my attack?
And your weapon goes up a size category.
Yes, you get it because your size goes up.
But you basically cancels out because you get a strength bonus.
Right.
Okay.
So it's you have the same attack bonus, but your weapon damage has now gone up.
D10 plus 5, then.
Mm-hmm.
Still have a +8 to hit. But it's also going to be easier for him to hit me. It's going to become this...
A weasel runs away.
Sorry, old bean. The only thing I can think of is
by the way.
Thing will go. Get the fuck away from me.
Let me roll on a d6. 5 or higher? Nope. 5 or higher? Nope. 5 or higher? Nope. 5 or higher? Nope. 5 or higher? Damn, I like 3. Higher.
What
that's happened? That you hear basically it excretes more stuff.
If I can crawl, I'll crawl back.
She's like, oh, I'm getting no.
Becca.
He's now large and right next to
my water elemental. Mm-hmm. Can it get up to here?
No, it's like suspended up above the water.
No, well, then it will just free 5 over and take a swing. It's +1 to attack and damage since they're both in the water. That's, mm-hmm. That's nice. Ooh, and watch me roll nothing. 13?
No.
Okay. Hey, it's
Yeah. Back up.
Another target!
Casting bull strength on him.
Quick! Everyone beef you up!
My dick. So your strength goes up by 4, which means your attack and damage go up by 2.
Jesus.
So, basically, he's starting to look like that abomination of the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah. My next line only goes, what the heck?
You begin to start looking like a character out of Gears of War. Your jaw is now massive. Alright, well, he'll go ahead and power attack, because you've angered him. I don't like that.
Albert, I forgot you have bennies.
I have bennies, too.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, no, better.
I have a 17. So.
I'll burn one last Benny because honestly.
You want to hit me.
And he's not going to be around for much longer. That'll hit. 17?
Yeah, 17 is my AC. Defender wins ties.
18. Sorry, favorite territory.
Okay. What? Okay.
You're not going to question him.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to question. I'm like, what's favorite territory? I've never heard of it.
I make up special rules. Favorite territory, they have plus one in this area.
Okay.
Minus one on the surface.
That's fine. Roll it.
Okay, so six.
Plus eight is ten. Or plus four is ten.
Power attack, remember.
Oh, plus... Oh.
That otherwise he would have hit you on that six.
Yeah.
Plus
11? Damn.
They're ogres!
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, let's see. Use four, so... Four more, that actually is plus 18. So 14. And he kind of pulls and kind of rends some skin off.
Yeah.
As you begin to hear the flies.
Oh, yuck.
How many hit points has got left?
Three.
And the water elemental dies.
What's going on?
Just starting the next track. Trying to do it about every hour.
Anybody? No, sorry. Nathan. The jaw never loses.
22.
Yeah, the jaw hits.
Sorry. Let's see. D10 plus 7. 10.
27's enough to finish off this novel.
Now it's enraged. crap.
I could use...
I could use a potion right now.
I can't drink one. Oh, is it? How does drinking a potion?
Yeah, you can drink a potion just normally. It's just if you get maybe too excited.
It's like this.
And just don't get too excited. You're drinking one potion?
One potion. That's 15. What's the bonus on this?
Three.
Plus 3, so 18. Hooray! So that's...
Takes off one hit.
No, it takes off 18. I was at 22.
So you've got 4 down.
4 down.
The ogres aren't going to be around much longer.
Oh, that didn't sound good. Oh, that really doesn't sound good. She's like, new mate!
Ah! Ooh, knee break, pelvis, long time.
Ah! What's coming this way? Do I really want to know? No, I don't.
Ethan, you ready to scream and
scream like a girl?
Oh, sorry, hold on. Basically, this is closed off this turn.
Good thing I moved.
I will
cast Summon Swarm. Getting 3 swarms of...
2 swarms. D3.
Is it a D3 or D3?
Yes, D3.
So 2 swarms, sorry. Swarms.
Wait a minute. I thought it was...
That's fine. So I summon 2 rat swarms.
Squeak.
If I can, in there.
Okay.
They're swimming.
They swim.
Yeah, I know.
And they will
frighteningly
move on to that thing.
Okay.
Doing 4, 5, 6, 7 points damage.
Angry mate woman takes it.
And of course,
immune to disease.
Well, there's poison.
Okay.
And
poison. She is not immune to.
And then there's
DC 11.
Yeah.
And then DC 11 nauseation.
Yeah.
Okay. She's like, I've had worse from heart from a meal I ate down here.
Yeah.
And then I will stand up.
That's horrifying.
You guys see a baby alligator shoot past?
crocodile. Okay.
How does Ray of Frost work?
It's a ranged touch attack, and it does a D3 points of damage. Not particularly the most dangerous spell.
Does it freeze the water?
No. You need like a cone of cold for that.
Yeah, it's a level zero spell, basically for annoying people. I mean,
for pissing off goblins. Looks at me, it's like, right, you're I'm handsome, gonna, with my charisma of 10.
I'm gonna...
Hey, beat her.
No kidding.
No! As I see you being dragged off into the darkness. No!
What level is summon monster one? Is it a first level?
First level.
Spell?
First level.
And I can summon a one swarm?
Yeah.
As a monster?
You can only summon a swarm of spiders.
Oh, and they probably can't swim. Huh?
But you can summon it right on top of the thing.
It's
because it's a swarm.
Yeah. So I'm not saying otherwise.
Okay, yeah. I'll do that then. Right on top of her.
Those are for the ineffable fortune saves, a natural 20 and a 19.
Yeah, I'm sure it's fine. Yeah,
but it'll do a d6 damage to it.
3.
Okay, she's probably going to die, but she's going to...
Oh, my reach is extended, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Your reach is the same as hers now.
So she moves into my...
She free-fives into your
free-fives into my...
Because her reach is also...
Yeah.
That'll hit. Wow!
19 points of damage. Good thing you drank the potion. Because it just went away. Crunch!
He's pissed! Four potions. Well...
Nathan.
Sorry, lady. You got me first.
Plus 10 would be a 15.
You'll actually miss her.
Oh my god, really?
Her natural armor. Her nasty, crusty hide. Okay, so you're like, oh, scary woman! I've invoked a woman's scorn! Ethan.
I will go ahead and summon another water elemental in there.
The swarms move on to it, I'm guessing.
Yes, my swarms will move back onto it. I'm sure it's fine. But it does take 5 more points of damage. And... The water elemental flails about.
Why did you do this to me, Becca?
Why, God?
I'm going to try to shoot it with my bow.
All right.
Since I don't care about hitting the swarms and crap.
You still have to roll, because basically you might hit the swarm. There might be a rat that jumps in the way and goes...
With my attack, what is that, a 13?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's a 15.
All right, it sticks in her crusty hide, and the arrow almost kind of...
starts to melt.
It's like...
Oh, your swarm.
Okay. Oh, and your swarm.
Yeah. A mighty one. Yeah. What was that?
It was up to an 11, right? Oh, no, 16.
She will free-five again, and this time she'll swing at Becca.
What?
She's got competition! And what you notice is, when she hits, she kind of like to scrape, and what you notice is that there seems to be an overabundance of flies that are paying particular attention to wounds. She'll hit.
Oh, but I just have my mage armor.
I'm sure she's going to hit with an 8 higher than a 15. It's a 19.
Not an 11 anymore.
Oh, that's only 11.
Damn, she does a lot of damage, dude. Plus 8?
9.
Women bigger than men.
Oh, really?
Men subservient to woman.
Oh.
That's why man die first. She kind of rips some of your skin and the flies go... Duff around.
Is she close enough for me to actually see a melee combat with her?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Apparently there's a big flush this turn.
Must have been the Super Bowl halftime. I will attempt to swing at her again. That's much better that time. It's a 17.
You will just hit the enraged woman. Getting past her crusty hide.
Whoa, that's 17 points of damage.
She's up to 33. Good thing she's the woman.
Move that up to a 20.
Where's the 20? There it is.
Okay. Owie. And Ethan, I don't think she's going to survive the round.
Okay. Well, the swarms do 10.
We'll finish her.
She sinks into the stuff and we're all like,
oh. The water elemental flips me off and disappears.
I'm drinking a potion right now.
That's more than fine.
I'm drinking a potion right now.
However, those who have been wounded and those who rolled around in filth...
What about those of us that have been wounded, but not in this battle?
Need to give me... Basically, everyone needs to give me a fortitude save.
Damn you.
Yeah, that's a 23.
So does she get a bonus for the dwarf thing?
Dwarf is poison.
Okay. That's right.
Nathan...
Disease.
Being bitten by rabid dogs...
Natural 20.
Doesn't bother you, but apparently... Or bothers you, but apparently rolling around in filth...
Nat 20, so that's a 23.
Yeah, you're probably like tearing off the ropes.
Before the water elemental goes away, he drenches me.
I'm sorry, what are we doing?
You need to get a soap out and I'm scrubbing.
I need to roll a 18.
Okay. No. Yes, you need to give me a fortitude save. Reason is because, well, the sewers aren't necessarily the cleanest place to be.
Now, quickly, before this wears off, I'm going to...
21.
You're okay.
Because I'm much larger, I'm going to trudge through the water and pick them up.
By the way, you feel things moving underneath your feet.
Oh, God. Oh. Gonna move and grab them off the thing.
Yeah, they're there. Saucy is probably wide-eyed and looking around, and the thick looks a little green, despite him being red.
Yeah. I'm going to grab them and make it back and get up here and be like, oh, God, summon a water elemental, clean me off, please. Or, oh, God,
summon a water elemental.
My chin can't deal with this. Oh, it's horrible. Oh, my God. When does the spell wear off? I can't move my head. My shoulders are too
massive.
Then
you have another 4.5 minutes.
Oh,
like taking out like the upper sections of the tour as we go through.
And I will check on Fick. I will ignore Saucy and check on Fick.
Saucy seems okay, but Fick looks diseased.
Oh Lord, we need to get him. We need to get him some help. He looks very worse for wear.
Okay, we'll do that when we get out of here.
All right, and before we go back and have another annoying half hour of riddles. This is a good place to call it because it's almost 10.
Yes.
Let me go ahead and, while you guys shake off the nasty feelings of this, by the way, sorry, I've been playing with a lot of Nurgle lately, so that's why things are kind of nasty tonight.
God.
Let me go ahead and start calculating the EXP. Let's see, the mated pair, they were CR3 and a CR4. Crap.
You guys are like, full strength, enlarge.
Okay, I guess all I can do is hit things.
The Horde Ominions, they were CR1 each. Oh, so are the Rogues, that's 2100 plus Johnny.
His name was Johnny?
Mm-hmm. Johnny Nice.
Wasn't so nice.
That's just wrong.
One of my favorite characters I designed for another game. Okay, there's that.
That's not mine.
There was the poor noble you guys killed.
I think that's mine.
This is yours, because look, you've got a matching piece of it.
I'm retarded.
There's the brutal warrior.
No, it's not mine, because I already have one in here.
It's not mine. I'm pretty sure it's...
that yours?
That is indeed mine.
Keep your matching dice away from my matching dice.
Okay.
You're not any.
Oh wow, people had bennies left.
I didn't.
Alright, 11, 12, 14,
those carry over,
22,
right?
No. 30, 40? So 4, you guys killed a lot of crap today.
Well, let's see, we went through 1, 2, 3, 4 encounters.
5, 7, 8, 9, 10,
12.
So, oh, that's nice. 1,200 even, divided by
12,000 even.
Is 4,000 EXP each.
Puts me at 14,075.
Oh, you need 15 to hit.
I know.
I had one nat 20.
And yep. One natural one.
14,075 is what I'm at.
Yeah, you don't do anything for natural 20s and natural
20s. No, I don't. So you guys are at what?
14,075.
14,075.
14,075,
yes.
Okay.
So you guys need about
925. All right. Well, technically by the rule being 926. Because you have to be
to be continued 15, next time.
This podcast is supported by RPG Now, the leading source of indie role-playing games, with over 10,000 RPG titles from over 500 creators and publishers. There are new RPG treasures to discover every day at www.rpgnow.com.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
For more information, visit www.vorpalnetwork.com or www.canadiancrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. You can find us on the web at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven Podcast is a member of the Vorpal Network at www.vorpalnetwork.com. Gamers Haven and Thousand Monkey Productions are copyright 2008 and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Stop by our website to check out our actual play feed, fill out our feedback guest book, or hit us on the forums. Music on the show is used with permission by Joe Hero Band, www.joehero.com. And this has been a Thousand Monkeys production.